about so easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Obviously, you guys are mostly a train wreck on most days. I mean, you're barely make any sense. You're insufferable most of the time. I can't stand you, and yet I keep listening. You guys are awful. I demand a refund. I want my time back.
Yeah, when I talk to it, it says you have to speak in American English. What other kind of English is there? Is there British?
And I also think it wouldn't hurt you to talk to a therapist about your bathroom issues, because there's clearly something going on there.
Let's go to Mike in Lenox. This sounds very funny. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What the morning?
Yeah!
Well played.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Quiet, quiet, quiet.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This is a time bomb.
Roll another one.
Just wait.
Just like the other.
This is a success.
This one seems to be about to quit.
That did not feel sincere.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
I said it. I meant it. I'm here to represent.
Roll.
Good buddy.
Just like the other one.
Asshole. Excuse me.
This one seems to be about to end. I don't have another cent.
Oh, God. F you guys.
Get his wings on all of you.
Just pass it around.
Now hiring both locations.
And now.
Yeah, Kevin asked me out. I was kind of feeling good about re-entering the dating pool, and then Kevin asked me out. Thought I might trade up to a new level of man. Then Kevin asked me out.
Our feature presentation.
It's everywhere.
It really is.
It just is. I'm just giving into it.
Oh.
Every Kevin in movies, TV, anywhere.
Yeah.
The dumb one. Yeah.
I mean, I guess when you're writing a TV show, you draw from your own experience, and most people have met a Kevin.
Right.
And that person has left him with an impression of what Kevins are like in general, and that's probably the name you just pull from, I would think. I mean, that would be the first name I would think of if I write a show.
I would expect you to.
Right?
You spent too much time with me, but...
Everyone has a Kevin in their life, is what I'm saying.
True.
Yeah. All right. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning. It is the 2nd of June.
I wonder if there will ever be a Kevin who is president.
This one. Didn't we talk about this yesterday?
Yeah, 2020.
The hell? I forgot you were going to be the first Kevin president. So, all right. Congratulations.
Thanks.
How's everybody? Everybody... Psyched up for the weekend?
Yep.
We are all psyched up.
Super
so
psyched
much,
up.
So much psych.
You know why I'm psyched? Because I got a chocolate cappuccino.
Oh, with that machine you just realized we
that
had?
I had no idea we had.
Oh.
And I've been working here since 1899, and I had no clue. And I went over there and I got a chocolate cappuccino.
This has changed your life.
Whoa! You have access to chocolate.
Yes!
You're in the morning show now.
That's what I'm saying.
That is pretty great.
Oh,
thank
no.
you.
That is pretty great.
He walked in giving devil horns. He was so excited. Oh, no.
I don't know that anyone's ever given devil horns to chocolate cappuccinos, but...
Is it going to be tough for you to go home? Are you like going to be start hanging around the office now after the show because you're not going to want to leave because you don't have one of those machines at home?
Our third world office with one nice machine in it? I'll probably spend the night there if that's what you're asking.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Right.
Chocolate. Hey, I got a great story to get us started here before we get into today's excellent Kevin Bean show. And I mean that. It's going to be a good show today. Perhaps I was attracted to this because it's a radio story with a happy ending. In 1983, a 21-year-old secretary living in Western Australia entered a radio competition. Her name was Robin Auld at the time. And there was a contest going on with the by the way, it also involves chocolate milk. This isn't only a radio story. It's also
chocolate milk. This is really Bean's wheelhouse.
Yeah, it has all the hits.
So there was a competition going on with Brown's Dairy chocolate milk. And they would say, hey, you buy a carton of our chocolate milk, and then you can fill out an entry form and mail it in, and we're giving away the top 96 albums of all time. And it was a big campaign for them. And by the way, kids, there used to be a time where people used to buy albums either on vinyl or on cassettes or on compact discs, and they would actually own them rather than just go to the internet and stream anything they wanted to hear whenever they wanted to hear it.
But how do you fit those in your phone?
Right, exactly. So it was a big deal to have a bunch of records because that was the music that you could had available to you to play whenever you wanted, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the top 96 albums of all time, it was a tie-in with a radio station, 96 FM. And she sent in her entry form and never heard back, and somebody else won the competition. Well, her entry form somehow got lost. Again, she sent it in 1983 and showed up at the radio station, which is in the same location, last week.
What?
34 years later, the postcard shows up in the mail. And the morning hosts there, Carmen and Fitzy, decided it would be fun to try to find that person who had sent that card in all those years ago.
Oh, that's
so they read it on the air, and they started a social media campaign, hashtag Find Robin. And sure enough, people heard it and called her and said, they're looking for you on 96 FM. So she calls in, and she has moved away, and she's since married. She has a different last name, Robin Liebeck now. She lived 180 miles away or something like that, and they convinced her to come down to the radio station the next day. And when they did, they surprised her with a representative from the chocolate milk company. And here's what happened.
I think we revealed here that we've got some other people involved in this, Robin. Please welcome the National Marketing Director for Brown's Dairy. Nat is here.
Thank you, Carmen Fitzy. Thank you for having me. We think it's only fitting that we finish your journey 34 years later and that we honour you the gift of the 96 CDs. But because given CDs don't real albums in those days don't really exist, it's all pretty much digital now, we're going to give you a cheque instead to the value of $2,000.
How about that?
Nice.
Is that how radio stations are supposed to work?
I know, right?
So.
Isn't that nice?
That's awesome.
So she gets a phone call out of the blue 34 years after she sent a postcard and probably never thought about it again. And she walks out of there with a oversized check for $2,000.
Oh, they give her the oversized one? You can't cash those.
You can't.
Well, I think that's just
too big. They look at it and they go, I can tell that's not a real check.
I think that's just for the photos. I think it's just representative of the actual check that they give you.
Oh.
But how's that for a warm and fuzzy story, by the way?
But what about the chocolate milk?
Well, it was the chocolate milk person who came into the studio to give her the $2,000. What? What were you hoping for here?
Like a year's supply of milk.
Oh, you know they didn't say anything about hooking her up with the milk.
Well, I assume that's why they're there.
That's why they're there and... That's why you're interested in the story, right?
No, because just the fact that they gave her $2,000 out of nowhere for no reason. They didn't have to do that. I just thought it was warm and fuzzy that they did that.
That was warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
Well, you guys are pooping on my fun story now.
See, how does it feel?
It's a great story, Bean. I just thought she'd get, the money for the music, and then they'd be like, and since we're a chocolate milk company, do you like chocolate milk? Here.
Well, I mean,
right?
I mean, I guess they could have. I mean, that's not the prize that she had won, that they were honoring.
Then why were they there at all?
Why was the chocolate milk company involved?
I think because they're the ones who are running the contest with the radio station, with 96 FM. I think it was their contest. The Brown's Dairy Chocolate Rock Contest, it was called.
That's a terrible.
The Brown's Dairy Chocolate Rock Contest.
It's horrible.
I mean, we need to do that.
Yeah.
Starting Monday.
All right. Well, I'm sorry nobody enjoyed that story. I thought it was nice.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
As happy as this news makes us, Albert, we can't put this on the radio.
One of our favorites, Tim Simons from Veep.
Jonah.
Coming in studio. Love him.
I would vote for him. I'm going to move to New Hampshire just so I can vote for Congressman Ryan.
Also, because it's Friday, we have the movie beat. Dr. Drew talks about Kathy Griffin just after 6 this morning. We have comedian Jimmy Pardo, one of our favorites in the studio as well. We're going to talk to there's a Michigan congressman who believes that it doesn't matter. The Paris Accord doesn't matter. God will take care of the earth and of climate change. Oh. It's in God's hands.
Oh.
So we're all good, everyone.
Didn't God put
Don't worry
people
about it.
On the earth,
yes,
though, who
yes.
make those choices?
Sure.
Did God make scientists that tell us it's bad?
I'm going to have to go with yes.
Okay.
I'm not him, so okay. I'm not going to defend his position, but he seems like he's very confident, and so maybe we should just go with it.
Okay.
I think that's what I'm saying. And we're going to try a new feature today called Keep It 100. And as you know, if you've listened to the show at all, our track record for new features is abysmal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
I think for every...
It's in single digits. Easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For every 10 we throw up against the wall, one sticks.
Right. At best. But we're going to try it, and I think it'll work. And that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Rob, why aren't you getting on that chocolate cappuccino action? It sounds like it's got...
Because I'm not eight. I drink coffee like a grown-up person.
Doesn't that machine make other things, though?
What?
Doesn't that machine make other things?
It does, yeah.
Can you get coffee out of it?
A lot of chocolate.
I feel like Ralph is an old school, like if he had his way, he'd drink that coffee from a donut shop that kind of tastes a little greasy. You dig that. You like
kinda
old school.
A little greasy.
You know when you have coffee from a donut shop, you can almost taste the grease of the donuts?
No.
No?
Never heard of it. But
All right. Hey, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat.
I do like just a pot of real coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The blacker the better, right?
Yeah, like my men.
What?
No, but that box, I don't know how long those grounds have been sitting in there or however they make it, and it doesn't taste right, whatever comes out of there.
Okay.
I yelled at Ralph, chocolate cappuccino, and he went, that's a great accomplishment.
Yeah. He pushed a button.
One
parents
button.
Must be so proud.
It's only one button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, of course, given Kevin, that is kind of an accomplishment. He saw a button that had a label on it.
Yeah.
He read it and pushed the right button and got the thing that he wanted to get.
And he was here with 30 seconds to spare.
Yeah.
Getting his coffee.
I know.
USA!
Yeah.
That's quite the achievement, right?
Big time.
And as far as we know,
right,
all of the coffee that came out ended up in the cup. As far as we know,
that is correct.
On the floor,
I believe.
So.
But I would only get real coffee out of that thing. I would just press black coffee. And I've done that, and it tastes right. It tastes synthetic.
Mm.
Nah.
I don't know what they're making there, but it's not the old-fashioned hot water through a filter, ground up coffee beans, boom, coffee. How hard is that?
You never notice that at like old school donut shops, their coffee really
crap.
Tastes
Gotta let
a little
it go.
Greasy.
Gotta let that go.
Give us a call 1-800-5.
Nope.
All right, it's Friday morning. Ralph is here. It's time for a first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
The Ariana Grande One Love Manchester benefit concert sold out in less than 6 minutes when tickets went on sale yesterday in the UK. And of course, anyone who was at Ariana's May 22nd show at the Manchester Arena during that attack gets in for free, but everyone else paid $52 a ticket, with all proceeds going to the Manchester Emergency Fund. Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, Coldplay, Pharrell, Black Eyed Peas, and others are all scheduled to perform with Ariana as well. And the good news is, just finding out this morning, that, of course, BBC had announced they were going to air that concert live on Sunday in the UK. We now have the American broadcast partner.
All right.
ABC.
Sweet.
Oh, wow.
Will air the concert here in the United States. That will be this coming Sunday.
On TV we're talking about here, Ralph?
No. It's ABC.
No, ABC, the liquor store.
I thought you meant the radio network. That's what I was trying to determine. I didn't know if this was a visual thing or just streaming the concert audio.
It's TV.
It's television.
Okay.
Television.
Okay,
the ABC television network will air the concert here in the U.S. And a lot of international, global broadcasters are signing up as well to get this into people so they can raise as much money as possible. NBC Universal and E! Entertainment cable networks have secured the Latin American deal, so they'll be able to see it down there as well. but we will be able to watch it on ABC here in the United States. So
pretty cool.
Watch, and then I'm sure they will be running some sort of website or phone number or something where you can donate money to the Manchester Emergency Fund, and then you should absolutely do that because a lot of people still in the hospital and families dealing with the passing of their loved ones after that attack, so they could use your help. Speaking of ABC, that Jimmy Kimmel, he's a good dude, right?
Right.
He was talking to Scott Speedman, one of the stars of one of our favorite shows, Animal Kingdom, and brought up the old days. Scott Speedman, also Kevin, was a star of...
The Golden Girls.
Nope, not the Golden Girls at all. Felicity.
He Why was, would that come to my mind?
He was on Felicity. And they were talking about what he went through when Carrie Russell cut her hair. Remember when she cut her hair and it became a major front page showbiz news?
That I missed.
Carrie Russell's was hair was iconic on Felicity.
And then it was all little curls.
Right?
Yeah.
And she had like a Chia Pet look going on, according to Scott Speedman. He said he did not react well to it.
He didn't.
When she showed up on the set. No. He said, my face froze in half panic, half smile situation when she cut her hair during their days on Felicity. And now look at him. Now he's robbing people and killing people and stuff.
And to make that reaction worse, they were dating at the time.
Yes, exactly.
That can't be good.
He admits he was a disaster of a boyfriend back then. And not much has changed. So good for you, Scott. Oh, I'm out of time. I've got more stuff to talk about. Come on back in an hour. Or stick around.
Or stay.
Yeah. I'm sure there must be something you'll hear. It'll be too offensive. Today's celebrity birthdays. Dana Carvey, 62 years old today. Andy Cohen from What Happened Now Tonight.
Watch What Happens Live.
49 years old today. Wentworth Miller. Oh, Wenty.
Does anyone call him Wenty?
Of course. All his close friends call him Wenty.
All right.
Not only from Prison Break, but also Legends, Flash.
Sure.
Is this thing on?
Yes.
Captain Cold. Right?
Captain Cold.
No one? Len
Kevin
Snart.
Watched the Flash?
Len Snart. Kevin, are you a couple episodes behind on the Flash?
God.
You know how it goes.
Zachary Quinto is 40 years old today. Justin Long, one of the best people I know. Such a nice guy. 39 years old today. Dominic Cooper is also 39. And Morena Baccarin.
Right.
From Gotham. 38 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Shh.
Very
quiet. Why are we?
Shh. What's going on?
Hey!
Yeah!
That's what you're waiting for.
That girl right there.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. LANOC's Alternative Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:22.
Look, since Ralph is in here... And since it's Friday, let's do the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's movie beat. Welcome to my world.
Mixed bag of movies this weekend, and then one big one we'll talk about at the end. Let's start off with some of the smaller films that are in limited release this weekend. The ones that, if you're interested in them, you have to work a little harder in order to find out where they're playing near you. But it might be worth it if you want to check out Vincent and Roxy. Vincent and Roxy.
Is a movie?
Is a movie about a small-town loner and a rebellious punk rocker who fall in love as they're forced on the run. And they soon discover that violence follows them everywhere, right? Rock and roll! Emile Hirsch and Zoe Kravitz star in this film. Here are some clips from the trailer of Vincent and Roxy.
You don't want to get mixed up with me.
You don't think the cops are looking for us?
It's not the cops I'm worried about.
Is she in some kind of trouble?
No.
Sure about that?
I always felt trapped in this town.
You still feel that way?
You know where my money is, don't you?
Speak up or everyone dies.
Yeah, we're going to go on the run.
Everyone dies.
Yeah. Rock and roll! Any interest? Anyone?
I don't think so.
We've seen this movie before, right?
Sure.
Haven't we?
Yeah.
In one form or another.
Plus the big movie of the weekend I'm in for, so.
Dean? Talking about Dean?
No, not Dean.
Yeah, Dean. Dimitri Martin stars and directs in this film. Other members of the cast, Kevin Kline, Jillian Jacobs, and Mary Steenburgen.
Great cast.
Yeah. People are calling Dimitri Martin the Woody Allen of his generation.
Oh.
In this small... What? Woody Allen is a great filmmaker. You don't like Woody Allen films?
A little whiny for me.
Oh, goodness. Demetri Martin stars in this comedy. And he is a New York City boy who falls hard for a Los Angeles woman while trying to prevent his father from selling the family home in the wake of his mother's death. It's a comedy.
Sounds like it.
It is. It's about loss and love and laughter and life. And love. Did I mention love?
You said love.
Yes. 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 Here's some clips from the trailer of Dean.
Hey, how's your dad doing?
He's okay, I guess. Some sort of cross-training phase of grief.
I'm going to sell the house.
I grew up there. I don't want to just sell our house.
And you want me to just go on living there alone?
I want to stop talking about how I'm not grieving right.
You really ate it back there. I saw the whole thing.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming up to let me know. Thank you for... Yeah, that was me.
Wherever you are, I need you to come back.
To where?
Whatever's going on with you and your dad.
The answer's not a woman.
Don't you disappear on me, okay?
I won't.
Smaller film.
Yeah. Sure.
And I like that Demetri Martin.
I do too.
Band Aid opens up in limited release this week. Zoe Lister-Jones is the director and star of this film. It's about a couple who can't stop fighting. And so in order to try to save their marriage in a last-ditch effort, they turn all their fights into songs and start a band. It's called Band Aid. Funny, clever concept. Here are some clips from the trailer.
It's one dish.
One dish.
You happen to be quite the dish Nazi, I might add. When did you... Everything is like, this is not clean.
That's super offensive, because I come from a long line of Holocaust survivors.
How could there be a long line of Holocaust survivors?
What if we turned all our fights into songs? Let's start a band.
Maybe we're just two broken effects.
Just want to create something.
You look
what?
Beautiful.
Yeah, I like writing songs with you.
Interesting, right?
And they find love.
It might be.
And I love that Zoe Lister-Jones, too, by the way.
Sure.
That does sound interesting.
How about Captain Underpants? Kevin, it seems like a good movie for you. Captain Underpants. First of all, who buys and wears more underpants than you?
You've been saying that
Kevin
for years.
Kevin changes his underwear like 3 times a day.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
What's happening to his undies?
Ralph's been saying that for 15 years.
There are boxes and boxes of underwear that get delivered to his house on the rack.
Why do you even say that?
Because it's not true.
What?
It isn't
How
true.
Dare you?
I believe it was your wife who told us you get your underwear delivered in bulk.
No.
What?
What happens is when
Who is more fixated on underwear than you are?
When you find something you love, right?
Okay.
You buy it in bulk.
Underwear?
Yeah, but this was one time like 15 years ago.
No.
And now that
that's
Ralph,
all we heard about. And you now, know this is happening all the time.
And now Ralph makes up I have to change my underwear 3 times a day. Not true.
Are you, though?
No.
A little bit?
No.
Yeah. He's Captain Underpants.
How dare you?
And Captain Underpants stars in his first epic movie in a movie called Captain Underpants, the first epic movie. It's animated for the kids. You know how it is.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Great theme song.
You know the theme song?
Performed by Weird Al. Yes, I do.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Voices in this animated feature, Kevin Hart, Thomas Middleditch, Ed Helms, Nick Kroll. Here's some clips from the trailer of Captain Underpants.
I told you I would get you one day. I'm going to have you two placed in separate classes. We're going to annihilate the friendship.
George, do something. Put the pin down, Mr. Krupp, or we'll hypnotize you. You are now the amazing Captain Underpants.
Tra-la-la.
I honestly didn't think that would happen.
Captain Underpants, you can't actually fly.
I take to the sky like an ostrich.
Wow, he is super dumb.
You are all going to die tonight.
No.
I don't think it's a horror movie.
Sounded like a horror
based
movie.
Based on a very popular book series for kids, and the kids love Captain Underpants.
What else you got, Ralph?
I got one more woman. One more woman. I got one more movie left. A little film I like to call Wonder Woman.
Yay!
Had a chance to see Wonder Woman this week.
Sweet.
And I got to tell you, believe the hype.
Sweet.
It is a practically perfect movie. Patty Jenkins is the director, and she hasn't really directed a major feature film since Monster, her work with Charlize Theron back in the day. But if you remember that film, it was terrific. And she applies all of her skill to this superhero movie, which is not only the best superhero movie I've seen in a decade.
Wow.
But it's one of the best films of the year. And you can't sell short the amazing performance of Gal Gadot, who is...
Is that how you say her name?
Yes.
Okay.
Who is quite remarkable, really. And I don't know why I'm surprised, but she's a former Miss Israel, and she's a beauty pageant winner. And I don't know, I guess there weren't a lot of expectations there, but the humanity and the humor and the romance that she brings to this character and this film is pretty remarkable. Chris Pine, also incredibly charming and winning in this film. It really doesn't have a misstep. It tells the origin of Wonder Woman effortlessly and then brings in some great villains. It's a great action comic book movie, but also a really poignant sort of anti-war film and romantic film. It hits all of the right notes, and I can't recommend it highly enough. It's just terrific. Here are some clips from the trailer of Wonder Woman.
What is your mission?
To stop the war.
What war?
The war to end all wars.
Weapons far deadlier than you can ever imagine.
The war can be ours. Whoever you are, you are in more danger than you think.
I cannot stand by while innocent lives are lost.
Be careful, Diana.
Who is this woman?
She's my secretary, sir. She's a very good secretary.
It is our sacred duty to defend the world, and it's what I'm going to do.
All right.
This movie delivers everything that you want in a comic book movie, and yet it's so much more, too. So it's satisfying in a way that a lot of comic book movies aren't, and certainly a lot of the movies from the DC Universe haven't been in the past decade.
I'm just glad you were able to find a movie theater where they would let a man in to see it. You know?
Right?
Women. You sneak in or something? You have to wear a wig or something just to get in the door?
It's the struggle is real, people. But I'm telling you, if you go, I can't imagine you won't love Wonder Woman. So that's my pick for the weekend. I am Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie B.
If I'm doing the math correctly, 1 week from today, the band Phoenix is going to be here in the building at K-Rock in the HD Radio Sound Space performing live for just a few select fans. You could be one of them, and you could also win tickets to see them at the Hollywood Bowl on June 15th. Your chance to win tickets to both of those Phoenix events coming up within 45 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
You can get to us in a myriad of ways. You can get to us through our Twitter, at Kevin and Bean.
I'm with you, Allie.
A myriad?
Whoa! Oh, what just happened?
What? Did I say it wrong?
No, you said it right. Are you taking night classes or something?
Is it that chocolate coffee?
It's the chocolate cappuccino.
Holy
Kevin
crap.
Just used the word myriad.
I'm just saying you could get to us in a lot of different ways.
But you like a myriad? Right. You should have seen the looks on our faces when that word came out of your mouth.
At Kevin and Bean on Twitter. You can text us at 1-800-520-1067. Or you can call and leave a message on the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. We were going to bring this up on the air, but we didn't have time. But this caller... We'll allow us that time.
Hey, party people. I'm listening to Tuesday's podcast of Kevin and Bean. You guys are interviewing the guy from Animal Kingdom, and I'm starting to think, cool, I could probably watch this show. Let me check out season one. And then Allie went and ruined it for everybody. Thanks, Allie. Fix your goddamn life.
Now, usually I would say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry you haven't seen that. From a year ago.
I mean, it was a year ago.
It was a year ago. Fix your goddamn life.
And by the way, the one plot point that Allie made reference to in no way spoils the season, too.
Yeah, don't know the plot point, it's when Pope smothers a woman.
I don't know, saying it again is the answer.
Suck it, a year ago.
Allie went to a party, and there was somebody taking pictures of your aura.
Oh, no.
And she had a picture taken of her aura.
It sounds to me like the color of Allie's aura is horny.
Well, that's nicer than lonely. I got a lot of those tweets.
How about this one?
Hey, Allie. I'd like to check out your aura. Your aura fit. Oh, yeah.
How about that one? You like that one?
I mean, it's pretty funny. Aura and orifice. They sound very similar.
No. Right? Just drive too fast now. Come on, man. Bring it.
Low riders. Don't drive too fast now.
Or however it goes.
That is
close. Yeah. Wasn't it close?
Yeah, it was right on. Dead on.
It was as if I was at a war concert.
He does good work. That's what we're saying. Bean does good work.
We did a live war concert last week on the show, apparently. A
lot of people obsessed with Piggy Smalls.
Because he's the illest.
On the Willow Bed Animal Voices. And we ended up taking off Piggy Smalls, and people are not happy.
Piggy Smalls. Piggy Smalls. Piggy Smalls.
I agree.
And?
Hey, guys. Do you guys know what Piggy Smalls' favorite color is? Mahogany.
Oh, because... Okay.
And?
I love it when you call me Piggy Smalls. Throw your hoofs in the air as if you don't care. Come on, guys. Just do it. Do it.
A lot of love for Piggy. You're not wrong.
And?
Hey, guys. What do you get when you play tug of war with Piggy Piggy Smalls? You get pulled pork.
And?
Hey, guys. Do you know why Piggy Piggy Smalls crossed the road? Because he got bored.
Wait, he got
a bore.
Bore. Okay.
And
nope.
Hey guys, what did they do when Piggy Piggy Smalls got shot? They called an ambulance.
I love him.
I believe that's it for Piggy Smalls.
No.
Yeah. Here's a podcast listener, and thank you to everybody that listens to the podcast. We really appreciate that.
Hey, what's up, guys? Long time podcast listener here. You know, I was listening the other day, and you guys were talking about 1-877 Cars for Kids and how they don't advertise on your show. Well, guess what? Since the very second that you said that, I hear nothing but 1-877 Cars for Kids. Every single podcast! This is unacceptable! How is this happening?
So more. That's what he's saying. More.
Oh,
he's
no.
not wrong, by the way. Mm-mm.
He's saying more, though.
We're grateful for every advertiser we have, but we got to figure out a way to get them to stop advertising on the podcast. We got to.
Well, just every, 2 minutes, I think is maybe the problem.
Oof.
So I'm watching Kevin on ESPN SportsCenter, and I hadn't seen his face really before.
By the way, how do you think this is going to go?
I don't know.
It's not going to be a compliment.
I'm nervous.
The worst setup ever, right?
So I'm watching Kevin on ESPN SportsCenter, and I hadn't seen his face really before. You kind of have a dickish face. I mean,
dickish.
Looking at you for the first time, you don't look like a nice person. Now it kind of makes sense.
She's saying you have a dickish face?
She said biggish.
But then she said you don't look like a nice person.
A nice person, yeah. Which would lead me to think she meant dickish.
Oh,
maybe.
No.
Look, I'm not for everyone. that's cool.
Okay.
Although I am for this person.
Please play Kevin's British clip at half speed. Thank you.
Oh.
I mean,
that's a great
idea.
So
this is when I was trying desperately to get across that... I'm not even going to try to do it. Here it is at half speed, and it's even funnier.
My voice can't be heard. You know that.
Yes,
with any voice recognition software, just for some reason, there's something about it that I don't know if it's it sounds like mumbling to that hardware. Or software, but when I talk to it, it says you have to speak in American English.
Yeah.
What other kind of English is there? Is there British?
I mean, come on, though. Half speed. Everything's better at half speed. We should do a whole day.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Too much?
Exhausting. Yes.
323-520 AFRO 24 hours a day. 106.7 K Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
It is a Friday morning. Got a great show still to come here on K Rock, including our friend Tim Simons from TV's Veep joining us next hour, Jimmy Pardo on the program later on today, and we're going to try to unveil a new feature on the program later. And as Kevin pointed out earlier, we don't have a high success rate with new features.
It's the opposite of that. We have a low success rate.
But this one's called Keep It 100. And we'll see how that goes. That's all coming up here on KROQ. Plus your Phoenix tickets. Ralph's here now with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on?
Ariana Grande's One Love Manchester concert. Tickets went on sale for that yesterday. It is a fundraising event for the people of Manchester, of course, in the wake of the attack at Ariana Grande's May 22nd show at the Manchester Arena. All the proceeds from sales of the tickets are going to the Manchester Emergency Fund. And I'm happy to report tickets sold out in mere minutes yesterday. 45,000 seats.
Wow.
At the Emirates Old Trafford Stadium sold out in less than 6 minutes. So it's going to raise a lot of money at $52 a ticket to the Manchester Emergency Fund. Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, Coldplay, Pharrell, the Black Eyed Peas, and others are all scheduled to perform. And we found out this morning that the ABC television network is going to pick up the concert here in the United States and broadcast it so we can all watch along. BBC will air it in the UK. Apparently the Latin American deal went to NBC Universal. But 38 countries so far have agreed to broadcast the concert to make an international fundraising effort for all the good people in Manchester. So we will keep you posted. But
do we know what time that is?
I don't know yet when it's going to air and whether it'll be tape delayed on ABC or not so they can make it a primetime presentation, because it'll probably be midday, I'm thinking.
So I would guess it would
be the UK, so probably be tape delayed.
I read it'll be live on Freeform, and it's going to be tape delayed after the NBA Finals on ABC.
Okay, Freeform, for those you don't know, is what used to be ABC Family. So it's one of the ABC networks, and first of all, I'm shocked that Dave is listening to the show.
Listening first.
And then had information.
Read. He also read.
He read something and had pertinent information to what we were talking about.
Right.
Now, whether that's any of it's true or not,
double check
to be seen.
Right.
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Way to go, Dave.
There you go, Dave.
Now, let me add something that is not confirmed.
Okay, here we go.
No, let me just add this, because
where's Weird Al on this?
No, I'm not going to say that. I don't know if this is just wishful thinking on behalf of their fans, or if there's any truth to the rumors that
One Direction?
Oasis might reunite, because it's their hometown. And that would be an opportunity for them to, without all of the nonsense around a tour and everything else, to just come together for a few minutes and get along for a great cause.
Where are you getting this from, Fantasy Fred?
That'd be pretty cool.
Like I said, it's a rumor that's been going around the last few days. Wouldn't that be amazing, though?
That would be amazing.
I heard a rumor.
And appropriate.
I heard a rumor that Bananarama might
get really?
Together. Yeah.
I heard all four original Beatles.
And before...
I mean, while we're making stuff up.
Since let's deal with some facts, things we actually know.
Yeah.
Because it is the Showbiz Beat where I bring you news, not just people's fantasies.
Right, but speculation.
Their fictional wannabe stories.
It's also news that there's speculation on.
Oh, is there? Is that fake news?
Right.
What that is.
All right.
That's how it gets started, Bean.
Right?
Oh. I hope it happens, though.
In real news, I mentioned the Black Eyed Peas are performing. Not all of them will be performing.
I was going to ask you about that.
Because Fergie has left the Black Eyed Peas. Shocking, right? Will.i.am did an interview this week where he said, yes, she has left. She's working on her solo project at the moment. Black Eyed Peas are moving forward in terms of content, technology, and experiences on our new project, Masters of the Sun. And Nicole Scherzinger is stepping in to be the female presence in the band, at least on this upcoming album. No word on whether she will be a permanent replacement or not.
All right.
But Fergie, no longer a Black Eyed Pea. What are you going to do there? What's going to happen there?
Right.
And more importantly, what about her lady lumps? Her lovely lady lumps. And I thank you, sir.
I don't think those cease to exist if she's not in the band.
Oh, I thought they belonged to the band.
No, I think they're hers. She can take them.
You might want to look into that.
I Googled it.
You might want to get a lawyer on that, because I believe
she said my lovely, my lovely, not theirs.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think they're hers.
Agree or disagree?
Yeah, really.
And they're from Canada.
Okay, her lumps. What about her humps?
See, that's debatable.
Her humps.
Because she doesn't say, or she does say my humps.
Does she say her humps?
Hold on.
We're going to have to get our legal team. So we call Harvey Levin?
I have this clip, and I'm not sure if it's going to clarify it at all.
All right.
My stump, my stump, my stump.
No.
My lovely little stump. And
amputee.
No.
Is that not?
No, that is a different song. That is not My Lady Lumps.
Wait, that isn't?
That is Stumps. That's a different thing.
What is wrong with this show?
I thought that was the clip.
Kevin.
Well, I hope you're happy, Kevin, because now we don't have time for the new Lord or Arcade Fire song.
No,
we don't have time for either of those because you and your little hijinks.
That was a 4-second
clip. It was like 4 or 5 minutes you played there. And it lasted forever.
Come on now.
Tonight at 10 p.m., Hollywood Babylon returns to the Improv on Melrose. You're goddamn right we do. It's been too long. It's been a couple weeks since Kevin Smith and I have taken the stage, but we're looking forward to it tonight. Hollywood Babylon, the Improv, 10 p.m. We will both give you our impressions of the new Wonder Woman film at length. We've got some great stuff to talk about this evening, so I'd love to have you come out and join us
God
at 10 p.m.
No!
You can
no!
go to, sir, please. You can go to improv.com and click on the Hollywood location and get your tickets there.
No. No.
Well, you're not old enough to go anyway. You got to be 18 years of age or older.
Nine.
Well, Hitler might show up. He does.
I think dead.
Oh. Really?
I believe dead.
Then I want to know who that guy is in the mustache in the back of the room. Today's celebrity birthdays. Dana Carvey is 62 years old today. Andy Cohen from Hey, What's Happening Up in This Joint Live is 49.
That's what it's called.
Wentworth Miller is 45. I love him. On Legends of Tomorrow and Prison Break. He's so good as Captain Cold and Flash, too, isn't he? So, Flash, we meet again. You're one of the good guys, Flash.
It's Jack Nicholson?
He does a very Nicholson-esque performance, yes. It's very entertaining. Zachary Quinto, Mr. Spock. Remember Siler from Heroes?
Oh, yeah.
40 years old today. Justin Long turns 39, as does Dominic Cooper. And Marina Baccarin's 38 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You don't know, man. You just don't know.
I just spent the last 5 minutes writing down things at Info Bean.
How dare you?
As he talked about a wonderful, wonderful pot pie that he had yesterday.
Just say chicken pot pies are the best.
Right. Take it easy.
Maybe the best show on TV, Veep, you guys.
Agreed.
Maybe one of the best things. I bet he's in the top three best things on Veep. Wouldn't you agree, Tim Simons, who plays Congressman Ryan on that show?
Yes.
That's a tough category, but yes.
This season, too, killing it.
Yeah, agreed.
They're killing it. He's going to be joining us in studio in about 15 minutes or so here on Kerouac. First, though, Vladimir Putin seems to be everywhere right now. You know, he's got that multi-part sit-down with Oliver Stone coming up, I think, on HBO. He's going to be sitting down with Megyn Kelly in a taped interview on NBC this Sunday night. John McCain was talking about him down in Australia in an interview this week, talking about how he is a bigger threat to global security than ISIS. And he says, when we get back to work in the Senate, we're going to put some pretty strong sanctions against Russia because of their interference in the U.S. election. And Vladimir Putin, every time you see him at interview or something like that, he seems like he's having the time of his life. Seems like he's enjoying this to death. Don't you guys get that feeling too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't seem like anything rattles him, is what I'm saying. So we thought we'd have a crack at him and see how it's going. The president of the Soviet Union, ladies and gentlemen, now known as Russia, I guess, is Vladimir Putin. And he's on the phone.
Yes, now it's known as Russia.
Right.
Oh, yeah, very
today
recent.
I think they changed it from Soviet Union.
Oh, it's just today. Okay.
I think it's been like 30 years,
that might
right?
be 30 years ago, yes.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought Soviet Union. I apologize, Mr.
Thank
President.
You, Wolf Blitzer, for bringing all the news to our attention today. You are one remarkable American.
I was trying so hard to not get any of the facts wrong, and then I screwed up in the introduction. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's fine. We understand you have bigger problems right now.
Yes, like, yes, we do.
Like the global warming.
Yes.
Even we are part of that accord.
Well, yeah.
What about
the hell's
that?
Matter with you? Oh. I got the wrong guy in office.
I'm sorry?
You voted for the wrong guy, America. It's all your fault.
Okay, see, that's one of the things that everybody's wondering about is, did you meddle in the election?
Well, I have this to say about that.
Is that a bear? What's happening? Mr. President? What?
I would have liked to have answered your question, but I had to wrestle a bear.
Did you win?
Of course I win.
Okay.
There was a bear. Vladimir Putin.
Right.
I took the bear, I put him in bear hug, and I squeezed life out of him.
Wow.
Like he is a person looking for human rights.
Why are you in a situation, Mr. President, where there is the possibility of a bear attacking you?
Russia is very, very dangerous country.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Must always be prepared for anything that can happen.
Well,
so I am
you're...
always keeping my eyes on a peg.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
I'm keeping my head on a swivel.
Okay.
Here in Soviet
eyes
Union.
On a peg is a lot weirder.
Yes. Hold
a
second.
What just happened?
Lifting something heavy with my bionic arm.
You have bionic arms?
Of course I have bionics. So how can I defeat a bear like I did so easily without being bionic?
I see. Okay.
And a 6 million ruble man.
I see. Gotcha. I don't want to be rude, but I feel
there used to be a television show called $6 Million Man.
Right.
No, we got that. We had
the
show.
I just wanted to make sure it was an eerie silence.
We got it.
No. I'm not trying to be rude, but I feel like you're trying to change the subject from Kevin's question, which is getting you to admit that you interfered with the United States election.
Well, I would like to admit that hold on.
Uh-oh, no.
Is that a dolphin?
Yeah, I'm training dolphins.
Oh, good.
I'm training dolphins in my tub.
In your tub?
Yes. I have a large tub.
Oh. Right.
Megyn Kelly asked me a question similar to this one in the interview.
Uh-huh. All right.
And first of all, I was looking forward to meeting her and having the blood come from her eye.
Wherever the blood was coming from.
Don't say that.
Right.
And she asked me about interfering with the election.
Right.
Okay.
So I said to her... I gotta get this ghost. Come here, Blinky.
You're just playing Pac-Man now.
I have life-size Pac-Man.
Life-size Pac-Man.
Yes, I have KGB agents running around in sheets pretending to be ghosts.
I see. Okay, but now you can answer the question.
Now I can answer the question.
Definitively, what's... Okay.
What... What's happening?
A dance party breakup? What's happening?
A Zumba class?
What?
Are you playing a didgeridoo? A sitar?
That's my beatboxing. You like it?
Oh.
I love it.
Yes. So anyway, I was saying to her, when asked about the election.
Right, yes.
I said to her, and also said to Oliver Stone.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay.
First I said to Oliver Stone, what happened? So many good movies. Then Wall Street 2? But then I said to both of them at one time.
Mm-hmm.
They said, I'm sorry, my ride is here. I have to hold on to bottom of helicopter.
Why can't you get in?
That is so boring.
I see.
This way I'm suspended from it.
Okay, just
like Lee Majors in $6 Million Man.
Right.
I love that show.
Right.
That's dangerous what you're doing.
Just yes or no on the vote fraud.
I'm sorry, can't hear you. Too loud underneath the helicopter.
Just yes or no.
I can't hear you asking me yes or no. I cannot hear that.
You just repeated it.
What?
We all agree on very little.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very little.
I don't agree with that.
Wonder Woman, we all agree on, right?
Yes.
And that's it.
No, I think Veep. I think Veep is what we're talking
Veep
about
Veep as
now,
well.
Kevin,
yes. Sorry, Veep as well.
Yes.
Yes. My bad.
One of the best, maybe the best comedy of the past 10 years, in my opinion.
High praise.
Consistently, side-splittingly funny each and every week.
Well, I know I don't want to have anything to do with people who don't watch it. I know that much. And we're going to try not to geek out because, once again, we're honored to welcome back to the studio our friend Tim Simons. He is Congressman Jonah Ryan on TV's Veep, which airs Sunday nights on HBO, except for this weekend for some reason. What's up with that, Tim?
If I'm going to be honest, I have no idea.
Oh.
I have absolutely no idea why.
But you're the head of the Jeffersons. Don't you have that sort of information at your fingertips?
I would think so, and I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to my bosses at HBO. I don't know. I don't know if this will come as a surprise. They don't fill me in on stuff like that.
Like
as far as programming schedule, that doesn't really come across my desk.
I would think you would get the thumbs up or thumbs down on that. No?
No, I thought I had more agency there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put in a call.
Tim, tell me if I'm wrong about this. Although you're a working actor and have been for a long time and you enjoy having this job, you also, it seems like, have never gotten over the fact that you're on this show that's so great. Like, you still seem so tickled by the fact that Veep exists and you're a part of it.
You are a fan of the show, are you not?
I am. Yes. And as the cast has gotten, like, the cast and storylines have gotten bigger, I get to watch a good half of the show as a fan, because I was not a part of it being taped. I wasn't on set that day. A lot of those jokes come as surprises because they changed since the table reads. But no, I absolutely still, we just got picked up for a 7th season of this show.
Come on.
And I look forward to it as much as I did coming back to the second one.
As we were talking about, Reed Scott's storyline off air before we got on. It struck me how much the show has changed and transformed since you guys used to all be in the same room together all the time.
Yeah.
To where it is now, where, like you said, you've got so many storylines that have splintered off, and we're following these people's lives outside of the realm of the White House and what it was like to work with Selina Meyer.
Yeah, when we started noticing that when she became president, there was this thing, like, we always tried to adhere at least somewhat to the reality of politics, although in the second episode, she poops her pants. I don't know why we get this reputation that, wow, you're such a realistic, grounded show. I'm like, in the second episode, she quite literally walks out of a building and poops her pants.
Well, I think it's compared to the current political climate, and maybe it looks very realistic and gritty now as we get more and more insane.
If you go back, it's going to be the gritty reboot. What was the question?
It was about everybody splintering off and doing different things.
So as when she became president, adhering to the reality, they just have a lot less time than a vice president. Their schedule is much more, it's down to the minute. And so everything had to go faster. Information had to be given faster. Fewer people are allowed to be in the company of the president. So we kind of lost that sort of like aimless first couple seasons, like, we're sort of useless.
Right.
We are,
everybody's standing around, don't know what to do.
Yeah, and we couldn't do that anymore. It had to move a little bit faster, so then we started, and it's sad, because, like, one of the great things, at least for me this year, is that I got to do scenes with Gary Cole and Kevin Dunn again.
Oh, yeah.
Which has been, I mean, obviously because they're incredible guys and they're incredible performers, but last year, I saw those guys at table reads. Like, and that was it.
But I'm going to say, putting them on your staff was an act of genius on the part of Dave Mandel and the rest of the showrunners there, because that threesome of those two trying to wrangle you and make your insanity functional is hilarious.
And clearly hating it. Because they are poison. After she lost, they were just poison. They couldn't find anywhere else.
They're lucky to have the gig, really.
Yeah, they're lucky to have it. Yeah.
I think your writers are genius, because The Walking Dead is a show where they splintered off and now you're just going to follow two here and three there. And it's sort of lost a lot of steam because of that. But your show is able to somehow keep up with pretty much everybody that you love. It's really well done.
No, I, like, kudos to them, because, I mean, I know I wouldn't be able to do that. They are massively, massively talented and, like, astoundingly funny and can still surprise with jokes. Like, I would have thought, like, that the show couldn't have surprised me with, like, a dark or brutal joke anymore, but there were a couple, even like in the episode where they go to Qatar when she meets the dissident.
Yes.
And she has the drapes that are made from her husband's death shroud. And Sumi's, well, they go with everything.
It is the most inappropriate show I've seen in a long time on every level. I was just, because I binged it again yesterday because you were coming in. I was like, every single part of this is not, it's completely wrong. And that's what makes it so great.
And the fact that Kevin Dunn can continue to insult you so...
I'm not insulting... Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, Kevin Dunn's the name of an actor, Kevin, who's on Veep.
My bad. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You should watch it. It's really good, Kevin.
He can insult your character in so many creative and violently verbal ways. It's endlessly entertaining to me after all these seasons.
And also, one of the things I love about Kevin's performance,
you're doing a great job here.
Okay, there's another Kevin who's an actor on Veep.
You don't know me if you think I do a great job here.
Continue. I think the last 30 seconds just proved
continue.
One of the things that I love about him is that no matter how gruff or even sort of how angry he can get, there's always this level of that character that just wants to kill himself.
Oh, yeah.
Just a resigned feeling of just like, true. I could end this right now and be happier. How often leaves.
How often do you think it happens that what's going on in Congressman Ryan's office is what's going on in real life, where the people behind the politician are the smart people who know what's going on, and the politician is just a front man, just a dummy who's just propped up? It scares me to think that may be happening a lot.
I'm going to say a solid 93% is my guess.
Whoa!
A solid 93%. I think that there might be some dark horses of people that you would think are... I can't think of an example of somebody that you might think is really smart, but it is the staff doing it. Maybe they're just better at hiding it. But then you have somebody like Ted Cruz, who is just clearly... It's so funny. I did like a. I talked to a congressman and congresswomen and some staffers in the lead up to this year, sort of getting a sense of what it was going to be like to be a freshman congressperson. What does that mean? What do they do that annoys somebody that's been there for a while? Apparently making a big bombastic speech on your first day in Congress will annoy everybody. And so, of course, in the show, Jonah does that. Yes. But one of the things that came up was there was a joke that got brought up a bunch about Ted Cruz. And I feel like I based a lot of Jonah's attitude on him in that. But he's universally disliked, charmless, and has sort of fallen ass backwards into power on the Hill. And so even though he's a senator, there's this joke about him that if you shot him on the floor of the Senate, you wouldn't be able to find a witness. And so he's one of those guys that I feel like absolutely is anything good that happens, it is just like the staff accidentally making something good out of it.
All right, we need to take a break.
No!
Okay, cool.
We need to take
a break. Questions.
I know. When we come back, I also want to ask, how can we love a show so much with so many unlikable characters?
Yeah.
Because that's fascinating to me.
We were trying to figure out if there's any good people on this show, and it's a very, very small list.
Richard.
So, small or non-existent.
Richard.
No, Richard.
Richard.
Well, we'll talk about that.
And Kent. I think Kent is likable.
All right.
In a robotic kind of way.
We'll be right back.
Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to see Phoenix, both here at K-Rock in the HD Radio Sound Space and also at the Hollywood Bowl. Our friend Jimmy Pardo joins us next hour as well. Right now, though, we're talking about Veep. You know, the show that won all the Emmys and the Screen Actors Guild Awards and the Critics' Choice Awards and the Writers Guild Awards and the Peabody Awards.
And Kevin and Bean Awards.
Do we have that?
No.
Kevin and Bean Awards? No. Tim Simon's in studio right now. He is Congressman Jonah Ryan on Veep. All right,
hey,
so
guys.
Before we took a break, Kevin brought up a good point, which is how unusual it is to watch a show where you have almost no one to root for because uniformly every character on your show is a horrible person.
Let's start with your character. Your character is terrible.
Uh-huh.
And we love it. Why?
I think it's my hope going into it that there is, like, that whatever terrible behavior he exhibits, that there is, like, there's a base of humanity for it. He just acts inhumanely off of it. Like, his desire to be loved. Like, that is a common thing.
Right.
His desire for, to be recognized and to do something good with his life. I think we can all, but he just...
But we
he
love...
He wants to be somebody so badly. He wants to be important so badly that he has to pretend it because he doesn't have the confidence. He's so insecure. He doesn't feel like he really stands
up.
And the execution.
And the execution is terrible. And then one of the things that I love is that whenever... That, and I think, like, in kudos to the writers for doing this, that whenever you have an opportunity to feel bad or to sort of engender some sympathy or some empathy for these characters, especially Jonah, they'll always make you pay for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
They will not make the right decision that supports your empathy.
Whether it's school lunches or daylight saving time or regardless, you're always on the wrong side of everything.
But everybody in that world is 100% selfish and acting for their own interests.
Right.
And even though Richard is, and Sam Richardson plays Richard, and he's unbelievably funny, of course, he's such a gentle character, and he's so thoughtful.
Such a kind soul. He's one likable person.
He's likable, but I think that he kind of... I also think that that character has some selfishness in that he refuses to see anything bad in the world.
So even the one likable character is not likable.
But he's kind of a sycophant, I think. He serves... anyone that he is in the employ of, like Igor to the mad scientist building the Frankenstein monster, you know? It's like, regardless of this evil thing that we're doing, I'm just going to serve you at any cost.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big flaw.
And would that be your knock on Gary as well?
On Gary Cole?
No, Gary, Tony Hale as Gary. Would that be your knock on him? Is that he is, I would argue he's a nice person, but is he? Because he, you know, he...
he's in love
he's
with...
He's an accessory to all the evil that Selena does.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's in love. You can't...
I love him so much. Love.
Them in bed together when they fell asleep was just... It's like magic.
When he kind of gently rests his arm on her, just pretending for a moment.
That they're a real couple.
And Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Selena Meyer, her character is just awful.
And it's gotten
so much worse.
It's gotten so much worse.
I love her so much. She's a horrible parent. She talks to her daughter in a terrible way.
Poor Catherine.
How do we like her?
I don't.
We do.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it just all comes down to this idea that, like, whatever behavior they exhibit, like, people maybe want to say bad things and people want to act selfishly. And so there is some sort of wish fulfillment in just watching people act that poorly.
And I think it confirms for us our deepest, darkest thoughts about most politicians. So we can watch and go, yes, I knew it. I knew this is how they really are. This makes me feel so validated at this point.
You know, you brought
but
up
if you cast anyone else in that role, I don't think it
no, I don't out. Think it would
I
work.
I think there's an inherent decency and goodness about her that allows her to do anything in that character. And she kind of shines through it regardless.
Yeah. Even when she's absolutely at her worst. And this the episode.
Kind of like Bryan Cranston. You got the same, you know, with Bryan Cranston. You were able to follow him and root for him no matter how bad he got on Breaking Bad because he's so freaking great as an actor.
Yeah. You guys brought up the Peabody's. Those I think those are actually airing tonight, like the actual Peabody Awards.
No kidding.
And Julia and I and a few other people from the show.
Yeah, you can't remember their names?
I can't remember their names.
Some of the little people?
Yeah, whatever. Like Frank Rich was there. Billy Kimball, one of our writers, was there. But we got to go and accept a Peabody from Senator Al Franken, which was amazing.
Wow.
It was an amazing experience. And luckily, they went in alphabetical order because every single... I mean, it's a journalism award. It's a storytelling and journalism award.
This
and
is so, the show that Rashida Jones is hosting?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
So... every single thing was like a documentary or it was like ISIS, refugees, online bullying, teenage suicide, ISIS, and then us.
You were the dessert?
So we were the last thing to go. And so, of course, I don't know how they're going to air the speech that we made. We swore so much.
What channel would that be on?
I think it's on Fusion and on PBS.
Okay.
And we talked about essentially at some point at the Peabody Awards. I did in fact say the Jonah's line from last year that I'm eating so much pee.
Right.
I'm S-ing C's.
Right.
And I don't know how they're going to... I know they're going to... edit. You're going to get up there and it's basically going to be like, and Veep. The Peabody goes to Veep. And then we're going to get out there and we're just going to... Thank you. It's like...
And thank and you will be edited from two different
together.
Sentences.
Yes. Did you ever feel more out of place in a room than you must have at that with all those people making ISIS movies? Seriously.
I think I would have felt, luckily, I would have felt more out of place, but it was a complimentary room. I think a lot of the people, maybe we've been, for people that have to deal with subject matter that heavy, maybe we've been a diversion for them. So it was a very complimentary room, which felt good, but like, yeah.
Got an email from a listener, Jorge, wanted me to ask you, Tim, if they will ever cast Jonah's mom, or will she always be a character reference?
Because
we've
mention seen her.
No, we
have
seen
we?
Her.
Yeah.
Well, then what's Jorge talking about?
No
Jorge,
idea.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Get your life together.
Great
your
stuff
life
with
together.
Jonah at home.
You better be on West Coast time, man, because if you're on East Coast time, it is too late in the day for you to be making a mistake like that.
When Jonah was blogging, when he had his own website and blogging, he was living with his mom at that time, and it was fantastic.
You know, that picture that hangs in my mom's house, that painting of
like
the photo painting of the pop collar. My mom asked if she could get a copy of it, and I told her no. And I'm not in the business of telling my
mom.
You
lied to your mom.
Well, I just said I probably could have, but I was very upfront about it. I was like, you hanging that in our house, even though it's a reference to the show, is as crazy as my television mom hanging that in my television house. It crosses a line. So, of all that I have said no to my mom, I'm very few things, but that was.
So, I'm worried about you, mom, is basically what you were saying there.
Forgive me for not knowing her name, but the actress who plays Jonah's new girlfriend this season, the daughter of the lobbyist, Mary Holland. That relationship to me is fascinating because it validates everything we said about Jonah was how desperate he is to be loved, that this horrible, horrible woman can just now call the shots in his life, both personally and professionally, and he just goes along with it regardless because she looks with a modicum of kindness towards him. Not even that much, really.
Not even that much.
Goes along with it with enthusiasm, too. Not screaming, yeah.
I think that there was something that, like, it fits into his general character that whoever is the strongest personality in the room, whoever has the most power, he's going to sidle up next to them and just, like one of those fish that can only eat off the side of a larger fish.
Right.
Like, he's like one of those people. And so when she comes along and she throws even just a little bit of kindness and a very small amount, but also physical attention to him,
yeah.
I think we kind of came up with this idea that he would be a pretty doting boyfriend.
He would
look at this in the same way. Like, here is this more powerful person, I'm gonna latch on to them.
Right.
And I do like his sort of wide-eyed sweetness about it. Like, mm-hmm. when she just announces that they're engaged.
Right, he had no idea.
No idea.
But he was
just bought and paid for. Go pick it up.
Got bought and paid for. Go pick it up. He was just so happy. He gets to be engaged to this woman that he loves. It's so nice.
How many episodes do we have left him?
We have... Well, HBO doesn't tell me these things. No, let's see. We have...
We're getting close, right?
I think...
No,
three
we're about
more.
Halfway through, right?
No, we have three no, more. Three so episode more. Seven.
I think seven aired, right?
Seven aired, so okay. We have 8, 9, and 10 left.
Oh, okay. Man.
And so no show this weekend. Enough. We don't know
no
why.
No show this weekend.
But then you're back June 11th. Okay.
But I feel like we should tell people, like, even though there is no show this weekend, just to be a habit forming, just kind of sit there where you would have been if okay. you were going to watch it yeah. this weekend
and
anyway.
And watch it on demand.
And you can watch it on demand. You sure. can watch it. But just be there at that time.
Okay. Whatever HBO is airing at that time, just watch that.
Just watch that.
Okay. Just don't get out of the habit.
Stay in practice.
All right. I like it.
Well, you know we're not lying, Tim. You know we mean every word of it when we say how much we appreciate the work that you and the whole cast do on Veep and the writers and everybody. It's really, it's so great. And congratulations on another successful season if we don't see you again.
Thanks, guys. It's always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Ralph, I bet you'd be willing to cede 20 seconds of your time for a new moment with Kevin. Huh?
I think we could make that
I don't
happen.
I feel like we need...
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
It's and that's what makes it so great.
The fact that Kevin Dunn can continue to insult you so...
I'm not insulting... Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well,
no, Kevin Dunn's the name of an actor, Kevin, who's on Veep.
My bad, go ahead.
Yeah.
You should watch it. It's really good, Kevin.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
You even said Kevin Dunn.
Kevin Dunn.
The first time.
Plays Ben Cafferty on the show.
Yeah.
A staff member of Jonah's. And,
yeah, that's my bad.
And I was talking about him.
That one's on me.
And you...
I was offended.
You were. You jumped in front of a bullet that was meant for someone else. It was very strange way to commit suicide.
That's my bad. That's on me.
Oh, that one's on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that one's on me. I'll take responsibility for that one.
Okay.
Jimmy Pardo joins us next half hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, 7:54 on a Friday. Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I don't want to give away too much.
Okay.
Regarding our friend Jimmy Pardo who's going to be on the show.
Okay.
But we're going to be playing an exciting new game with Jimmy, and I think we need to we give people a heads up.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be pretty entertaining.
An exciting new game?
I think it's going to be a game show that's going to sweep the nation. We're playing it. It's a brand new game show we're unveiling, and I think it's going to sweep the nation.
We don't have a great record with new stuff.
I understand what you're saying, but I have faith in this one. I think it's going to sweep
the
nation.
So one day we'll look back on today's show and go, that's where the magic began. Yes. That was the beginning of the sensation.
I'm thinking already it's going to make the leap from radio to television.
Wow.
And maybe Broadway. I'm not sure. I just it has that kind of power. It has that, I don't think we can contain it just on this show. That's how good it's going to be.
Are Kevin and Bean going to go along with the movie and with the play? Or are you going to recast us?
Yes. No. You kidding me?
Please. Us on Broadway.
Right.
It's a natural.
You need,
Good Lord, you need
that live excitement Kevin brings to any project.
when
you don't really know who he's going to talk about or what he's going to say. I think that's going to be part of the magic.
Okay.
Oh, sweet
spirit. All right. Hey, I want to remind folks, tonight, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose, Hollywood Babble On.
No.
It's me. It's Kevin Smith, writer, director, raconteur Kevin Smith. We take the stage on the Improv and we talk about all things pop culture. And boy, it's a good time. So why don't you come out and see us, 10 p.m. tonight. Go to improv.com to get your tickets.
Hey, one more thing.
Nope. We are going... to be watching on Sunday this Ariana Grande concert, right?
Right.
Everybody? We're all watching?
Yes.
And we're all donating.
This is for Manchester,
right? This is for the Manchester Emergency Fund, yes. This, of course, comes on the heels of the awful, vicious terrorist attack that took place after Ariana's May 22nd show at the Manchester Arena. She is doing a benefit concert called One Love Manchester this Sunday, and it's just been announced ABC will be airing it. They'll be delaying it, so it becomes a primetime event on ABC, but we have been told that Freeform, formerly known as ABC Family, will be airing it live. So you'll be able to see it on Sunday. It's Ariana Grande, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, Coldplay, Pharrell, the Black Eyed Peas, and many others, they promise us. It's pretty impressive. This Ariana Grande, is she the best of all of her ilk, of all that little teeny bopper, little girl pop singing group? Is she the most potentially talented and impressive?
I mean, she has a tremendous voice.
She does, and she's a beautiful girl, and she's a talented actress as well. Yeah, her work on Saturday Night Live really impressed me when she was the host that episode.
Yeah,
she's got a lot going on.
I think I'm still Team Selena, but Ariana is very impressive.
Really?
I think so.
Gomez?
I think I'm a Demi Lovato girl.
Really?
To be honest. Yeah, I think I'm Demi.
Well, you guys are crazy. It's all about Ariana.
Yeah, I agree with that guy, whoever he is.
Yeah, I hate to side with him, but I'm also Team Ariana as well. But it's Grandy, right? Isn't that how we say it?
I believe it is. Yeah.
I've been saying Grande, but yeah. I think I may be off.
Ariana Grande?
Grandy. That's that. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
I'm just the sniper of bad, aren't I?
I don't understand you.
But the best is Ralph had just said Ariana Grande.
He did. It was the two words before what I said.
Yes.
Was it said correctly? And then I said,
Ariana Grande?
Why?
The world? I
don't
never know.
Right?
It's like how many licks it takes to get the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop. Speaking of talented ladies, how about this Lorde, huh? She's a good deal.
She really is.
This Melodrama album hasn't even been released yet. June 16th is the date that will drop. But she's given us another little taste of one of the songs on that album. A new track from Lorde debuted yesterday. It's called Perfect Places. If you haven't heard it, here's a little taste. My favorite from the album so far.
Is that right?
That track, yeah. I think it's pretty awesome.
I love everything that she's released. All three songs from that album, I love.
And while we're talking new music, Arcade Fire also had a big announcement yesterday. They announced their Infinite Content Tour. They released a new single and video along with the name of their new album, Everything Now. The title track is the new single. Features Daft Punk as well as Arcade Fire working on this one. The album comes out on July 28th. Tour begins in August in August in Chicago on the 6th and then wraps up in Toronto on November 3rd. If you haven't heard the new track, Everything Now, here's a little taste.
How great is that?
I love it.
A lot of good music these days. Foo's Yesterday? Come on now.
Prophet's Rage?
Right?
Right.
That's a great song, too. A
lot of good music these days.
This week. I meant these last couple of days.
Pretty soon here. One of these days.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Dana Carvey, 62 years old today. Andy Cohen, TV show host of his show, What's Happening with All of These People Up in Here Now Today? He is 49 years old today.
I'm sure that's the title.
I don't know.
Has anyone watched the new Love Connection with Mr. Cohen yet?
Funny you should mention.
You're on it.
I heard that. No. Oh, I totally would.
You would so not go on a blind date with some guy.
With three guys.
So much murder.
I don't know. I watched it. It was on yesterday. It's on Fox.
Right.
But I hadn't seen the original one.
Right.
So I watched it on demand. It's so like Game of Thrones dating. They've got a bridge that comes down. It's all lit up in red. It's like, bring down the bridge. And if the guy is on the other side, it's insane.
Do people get their heads cut off?
Not yet.
Okay, not yet.
There will be blood.
It's a lot.
Did you like it, Allie?
I did. It felt, here's the only thing. It's an hour show. It felt longer. Mm-hmm. So I think they need to kind of.
They need you on it.
Well, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
We need to get Allie on Love Connection,
right?
Oh.
Would you go if we get you on? Come on, Allie.
Next season.
Oh, come on. You're a disappointment.
Zachary Quinto's 40 years old today. Wentworth
Miller.
What if
you met the perfect man, but he would only go out on a hike for a first date?
Or on a cruise.
Well, here's the thing with the show.
What if you wanted to hike on a cruise ship?
Here's what they do at the end. they have you pick the person you want, and then if that matches with who the audience wants, you get 10 grand.
All right.
Wow.
Right? Or you could take who the audience wants and take the 10 grand and just F the guy that you originally wanted. Okay.
Oh, sounds like you're already
over money.
Sounds like you're already in.
Sounds like you're in for 10 grand, regardless of whether the guy has anything to show you or not. Wentworth Miller's 45, Zachary Quinto's 40, Justin Long and Dominic Cooper both celebrate their 39th birthdays today. Marina Baccarin is 38. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Miss that band. My Chemical Romance on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:08.
This is Bean speaking. I try to stay current. I try to have a basic understanding of what's going on in the world.
Same.
But this Paris Accord thing confuses me. Allie, you're probably smarter than I am on this topic, but here's my understanding, is that the United States was only – they come up with what it is they want to do or not do. And that's what they do. There's no other country that forces you to do anything.
There's America no contract. It's not binding at all.
It's not a treaty.
No.
Right, it's not binding at all.
No.
It's just almost every country in the world gets together and say, look, we've only got this one planet. We're all going to try to reduce greenhouse gas emissions as much as we can. And everybody's going to try to do their part. And let's just all agree that we're neighbors and let's all help each other. So that's why I'm so confused by why we wouldn't want to be a part of that. And I'm not trying to make this a political issue. I seriously don't understand how anyone could have a problem with that.
You have presented that, though, as a political issue.
But how? What's the politics involved?
Here's the thing. And I'll get hate for this, but a lot of this is about dismantling anything that Obama did.
You think so?
Yes. And the one thing that I'm seeing online about this, you know, not going along with the accord is, oh, look at how mad it makes the liberals. That's a
horrible that's just the goal.
Way to go about our planet.
You guys, this is not our biggest problem. This is not our biggest. We should be worried about somebody else rather than Donald Trump.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
We should be worried about Republican congressman from Michigan.
Okay.
He is Tim Walberg. He says that global warming and issues are real, but God, if they're real, will solve it all.
Oh, okay.
He'll take care of it.
What are we sweating?
What are we worrying about?
So we don't need to worry about anything.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's fantastic news.
Because God will take care of it.
Well, that's great. Okay. Well, I feel a lot better now.
Right?
We asked Dave if he could get to Representative Walberg on the line from Coldwater, Michigan. I believe we have him on the phone right now. Is that right, Congressman?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. Thank you so much for the great news. We feel so much better now, having heard what you said about this.
Well, I'm here. I am here to give you the good word. And and that is, I think, as I mentioned, I think that's a relief for a lot of us.
So, right. So you believe in climate change, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I do believe there's climate change.
Okay.
I think there has been climate change since the beginning of time. I think the planet is always changing, and I believe this is no exception. Now, the question, does mankind have some impact on that climate change?
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, yes, of course, I think they do.
Okay, sure. So far so good.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't think man can change it, though.
Oh.
I don't think man can change the weather. Come on, that's crazy talk.
Right, no, but I think what people are saying is rather than, you know, smoke like it used to be 150 years ago, just smokestacks just spewing garbage into the air all the time, we do less of that, the air is going to be cleaner, right?
But there were a lot of jobs behind those smokestacks. Right?
Right.
The guys making smoke. I think they have smoke factories.
Okay, but here's what I don't understand.
Bring back the smoke jobs.
Smoke jobs, right. I don't understand about the jobs argument because all the major companies yesterday, from Exxon to GM to GE, they were all coming out and saying they thought the president should have stayed in the Paris Accord. Like, they still are committed to reducing greenhouse gases. So I don't get the business part of it.
What about the coal people?
Well, the coal people probably want to be able to do more coal mining, yeah.
Right. Thank you. And
well, that's
we
it.
Could also be shifting those coal miners to these other jobs because we have to keep up with the times.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Initially, I believe it will be, but right. I think it's going to pay off for the whole planet eventually.
What about solar power? What about wind farms? What about those sorts of jobs, Representative?
First of all, the sun... How could, he can't? Can you count on that?
Yes.
Oh, are you saying even when it's cloudy?
Right. How about when it's cloudy?
It's stored. That energy is stored.
It's dark. What about at night?
It's stored.
How am I going to watch my television at night if I'm on solar power? It just doesn't make any sense.
That's not how it works.
Ridiculous. And wind? Is the air always moving?
No, it moves often enough that you can generate and store, once it gets stored, a lot of electricity from the wind.
Who's going to run these electricity stores? It sounds like you got to go in there and you got to buy them.
No. Okay.
It's not.
What are you going to carry? They're going to give you a bag? You got an electric bag?
Okay.
But what I'm trying to say, the point is that we don't need to worry about global change, climate change, because if it becomes a big enough problem, God will take care of it.
Okay,
God is the creator. I am a Christian, and God is the creator. And he, if it's a real problem, he'll take care of it like he does all the real problems.
Does he?
I mean, I feel like we have a lot of real problems.
Look, there was a problem on Earth many, many years ago with climate issues, and it rained and it rained and it rained, and the whole planet got flooded.
Okay.
God took care of it. He got two of every animal and put them in a boat.
Okay, well, that if that's even if that story is true, that's bad news because everyone else on the planet got killed.
But Noah didn't. So if you're Noah, it's a pretty good story.
It's a good deal if you're Noah.
If you're that one guy.
I base all my decisions on God. I let God make all my decisions for me.
Okay, what about...
When I get dressed in the morning, it's dark and I reach into my closet and I pull out whatever I grab, God gives to me, and that's what I wear.
What are you wearing right now?
My wife's dress. Not a great plan, but God wanted me to wear this, so I'm doing that.
Okay.
When I eat, I just have a box full of canned goods, and I reach in, and whatever I grab, it's a can of that. I eat that. That's whatever I. When I pull it out, I eat that. What's in the can? God wanted me to eat that.
All right. What was the last thing you ate?
Cat food.
Okay, it doesn't seem like that's a very good plan.
When my wife got pregnant, we just put her in a room with me and a bunch of other guys, and.
Wait,
Who knows, right?
Wait, what?
Could have been any of us. God decided who was going to bear the seed that gave fruit to the loom, right?
That's underwear. That's concerning.
I mean, I let God take care of all my decisions.
Oh, no.
He runs my life, and so it's just...
What's happening?
I'm sorry.
Are you in your car?
Are you driving?
I'm driving to the office.
Okay.
But the nice part is, you ever heard of the phrase, Jesus takes the wheel?
Oh, no. Put your hands on the wheel.
Nope. I don't need to.
Put your hands. Seriously.
God will take care of it.
10 and 2,
very dangerous.
Jesus, take the wheel. Hey, Jesus, get me to work, would you please?
Don't do that.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is terrible. It's a giant accident. A lot going on there in Michigan. Man. Wow. You all right?
You think this dress makes me look fat?
How much do we love Jimmy Pardo?
All.
Ooh. Bean? I was expecting you to answer.
Yeah, no, I'm in on Pardo.
Wait, what just happened?
He's your best showbiz friend.
I thought he was your best friend in showbiz.
He's my closest friend in showbiz. I'm in on Pardo.
Why did that happen? Like you're buying shares of something on spec.
Is it because you finally met? Was it a letdown, Bean?
No, not at all. No, April Fool's, we had a great time.
It was a magical night.
We've talked since then. Jimmy's been on the show since then, yeah.
No, I haven't been on the show since then. No.
I thought you came on a couple weeks after the foolishness, no?
No.
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 Welcome back.
In fact,
Jimmy,
I thought this would be too soon, quite frankly. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know why this was allowed.
Jimmy Pardo is at the Irvine Improv Sunday night at 7. Tickets available now at improv.com, just $15. All right, here's the question I have for you, Mr. Pardo, but I'm dying to get your take on this, and I haven't heard you talk about this yet.
Oh, here we go.
Kathy Griffin.
Oh, why come? Yes, Bean. Let's bring it down.
Kathy Griffin is a comedian,
yes.
So you know where she's coming from, and you know what she's talking about when she says, look, that's my job, is to be provocateur and to move the line and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Has she handled this terribly, or was her apology sincere and all should be forgiven? Should she have been fired? What have you been your thoughts as you once you saw the news around her posing with the president's head?
I didn't like the photograph. I don't think that's stating anything that earth-shaking.
You do those photos. You guys know this. You do those photo shoots, and then there's a bunch of props around, and they have you do it. And then there should be somebody there that tells you, "Don't, hey, maybe not that one." And then you don't do that one.
So she needs that person.
Yeah, yeah, you know. But I think you know. Look, Kathy is somebody that I personally think has funny in her bones. I think she just can't help but be funny.
I agree. I love her.
I also think there's times where she cares more about the brand than being funny, and that part I think won this time. Mm-hmm. And I mean, who am I? I'm a guy that ran here hoping to God you guys would give me 7 minutes to plug my Irvine show.
Jimmy Pardo ran here,
literally.
Didn't she have a press conference? Did that happen yet?
That's happening at 9 o'clock
today.
That's what I wanted to ask you about too.
You hire Lisa Bloom, who is, what's her name's daughter?
Gloria
Allred, who is, it's just me. Let's get about in front of the. You're doing this wrong. Go away for a bit.
What is she doing?
She's having a press conference with her new lawyer to talk about how she's been bullied by the mob mentality. Well, you know what?
Is it possible that she was dead wrong on that, but right on the mob mentality?
Absolutely. Okay. I know of a mob mentality, right. Kevin and Bean listeners, when I accepted a job.
Right.
Here's the thing. I did nothing wrong. I accepted a job. I still took the mob mentality and was like, whatever, make the best of the situation. She did something very wrong.
Agreed.
The mob mentality wouldn't be there had you not done this. So just fade to the background.
We don't know what she's going to say at 9 o'clock, but it looks like she's going to play the victim a little bit, as if she's being bullied by Trump and his family as well, right?
Which, I mean, look, she is, but she started it. She pushed down. Yes. She pushed somebody down and then is mad that somebody pushed back. So I think it's a mistake. I agree with Allie. You go away for a while.
I can't think of one thing she could say that would make the situation better for her.
None.
At that press conference.
None.
Not
right?
One thing. Once you've apologized, that's all there is.
Yeah, this is going to make it worse, and I don't understand it.
And that's my thing. Obviously, as a comedian, you guys know this, too, for what you guys do here. You say things, and that's what we do. We say things, and sometimes
they land.
And a lot of
times you say inappropriate things on purpose to make people laugh or whatever.
And sometimes they clunk, and sometimes they go out of the park. What was my point? I had one.
Testing how far you can go, whatever.
But, there's ramifications. Like, always like, well, free speech, she should be able to do. Well, she is able to do, but she's also going to get in trouble if she makes people upset.
If you're on a news channel, like CNN, they can't keep you. That's, that's part of it.
Jimmy, what has been the biggest controversy of your career?
Oh. Yeah, what's the worst thing that you've said and got in trouble for?
Has there been one? Has there been something that has... ended up on the news.
None on the news. I certainly never had to call a press conference.
Because we've been there many times.
I know, you
years.
Guys have.
Yes, we have.
You guys are on the air to millions.
But we've been idiots, too, so.
Somebody took a joke wrong and threatened to sue you or something, right? Or beat you up or something.
Oh, I've been chased to my car on more than one occasion after a show, sure.
Is there video?
No, there's not video. This was pre-video.
I would love to have seen
it. Is this the Marine Base story? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, I was chased at a Marine Base. I was chased to my car because the entertainment director warned me to... she had when I was done, after I bombed, which was like very quickly towards the end, as I'm bombing, I said, well, I'll tell you one more thing and then go. And a guy yells out, don't even tell us that. Just go. And another guy.
We have time for one more.
Not even. He's done with me. Another, and they're all sailors, right? They're all Marines,
right?
Young Marines. And another guy stands
I'm not sure
up.
They're not sailors.
No, they're not. I don't think
you want to necessarily.
I don't know what they are.
Step in it again, but go ahead.
Look, this could be the part of the problem. I don't know where I was. Right? Guys are all in their big belt buckles. I remember that part of it. They all had big belt buckles on.
No, you were at a Village People concert, Jimmy.
That was it. I was at a Village People concert. That makes more sense now.
So they literally chased you to your car.
What do you mean they're not sailors? What are they then?
Well, sailors would be Navy.
That would be the Navy. This is Marine.
There's a branch for sailors, and it's Navy.
It's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines.
Yes.
Right.
So Marine,
Marine, I think, do a little of everything.
Are you thinking because Marine, it sounds watery?
These guys are on the water.
Sometimes.
Sure.
That's who I was talking about. Okay. I was talking specifically to the water Marine. I was talking to Submariner. I was talking to a comic book character.
Was there controversy?
30 years later, I don't know this. Go ahead. What's the question?
Was there controversy as a result of what happened
there
on
was.
The stage that
The booker then, not controversy, but the booker then didn't trust me for a long time, who wouldn't book me again. She had a lot of gigs and wouldn't book me anymore.
Gotcha. Wow.
So there was that. Then when I first started working at the Tonight Show, doing the warm-up for Conan's Tonight Show, I said a couple of things that I just didn't know would be too far. I can't say them on the air.
Right.
But there were a few things, like, just in my regular stand-up, I would say, and just brush it off, and everyone, hey, it should be part of being silly. Well, if the audience or the NBC exec doesn't know who Jimmy Pardo is,
yeah,
that silliness probably was like, hey, that's a little off color. That's
yeah,
a little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, that, yeah.
Isn't it? I don't think people recognize that this is the case. Because, look, you got a great job and you do what you love and you're very good at it. But literally, every night you walk out on stage and every morning we turn on the microphones, there is the potential to say a thing that could effectively end your career.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
I don't think people realize that.
If I came on the air today and I said the Marines are the ones on the sea,
what
on the
happened?
Ocean. But there is a that component of Marines
thank you.
Where
you
they
up?
Do a lot of stuff with the Navy, though.
Thank you. Those are the guys I was talking to.
There's like watermen. We should talk to a Marine because they do missions on land and sea.
It's Marine right? is in their name.
That's what
on the water.
Yeah.
I've never been dumber in my life.
I'm with you.
And I think it's amazing that in 30 years, I haven't done research on this.
Jimmy, yes. When can people see your uninformed comedy?
Oh, you can come and see me at the Irvine Improv this
Marine,
Sunday.
Where would I go?
If you want to see me be dumb and possibly chase me to my car, Sunday's your time.
Improv.com, Irvine Improv. Improv tickets are just $15. The show is 21 and up. All right, Jimmy, stick around because we're very excited.
Yeah.
We're going to debut a new game show next. And I know how you love games.
My arms are up as if I just crossed a finish line.
And you're the only contestant.
Oh.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, no.
Yes?
I've already got Marines wrong. This is a disaster.
We'll be right back.
Our friend Jimmy Pardo in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show Improv Sunday night in Irvine. All right, Jimmy. Apparently, we've sorted it out. We figured out what the confusion was, and it wasn't your fault at all, right?
No, I think if you want to man up here, and I don't, that's a phrase I hate.
You should, though. Because
it's Bean's fault.
Bean said you got chased outside by the Marines.
And then I just said, oh, that's right.
Right.
And then I just kept talking as if I was telling the story like I've always told it
right.
with sailors because I was at the Great Lakes Naval Academy.
So it had nothing to do with the Marines.
No, the Marines had nothing to do with
the
this.
Navy.
They were sailors.
They were absolutely sailors.
They were sailors. So he said Marines. I just then
you
launched into
it.
The story.
Right. All right. Okay. Right.
So I'm not the bad guy.
Everybody cool?
Stand down. Soldier.
So
stand down.
They weren't soldiers.
Wait a minute. They're not even soldiers.
They were not soldiers. They were not Marines. They were, in fact, sailors. So everything was
But I'm asking
correct.
The soldier to stand down because they're the one offended.
All right. Jimmy Pardo is here, comedian and award-winning podcaster of Never Not Funny. And the one thing we know from listening to Jimmy is that he loves game shows.
I do.
And that's your dream gig, is to be a game show host on television, right, Jimmy?
It is. And I've been lucky enough to do it several times over the past couple decades.
Yeah. Well, you're going to enjoy this. Ralph, take it away, sir.
All right. This is, you won't be the host of this game. You'll be the only contestant.
Okay.
On a new game show that we like to call Pardo the Interruption.
Oh!
Thank you, everyone. Please, sit down. Welcome to Pardo the Interruption. Jimmy?
Yes?
We're going to be playing a game.
Yes.
And you will be the only contestant.
I'm listening.
And here's how it's played.
Okay.
We went to Google, and we typed in 10 questions and statements into their search engine, but before we finished them, we got interrupted. And so Google took upon itself to auto-complete them for us. Now, we would like you to complete each of these 10 questions and statements as well. And if your answer is in one of the top three of Google's auto-completed answers, you will get a point.
Okay.
For each point, we will donate $1 to your favorite charity. What charity would you like to play for today, Jimmy?
I'll play for Smile Train.
All right, it's terrific.
Excellent. Great.
And I will also, I'll bump it up. I'll give $10 for every correct one.
Wow.
You don't have to make us look bad.
I kind of did. Dollars seem chintzy. Dollars seem really chintzy.
Sort of a chintzy game.
On purpose.
But it's we're doing it for charity.
All right, we'll do 10 then.
Then I got to go 20.
No! Kevin, stop while you're behind.
All right, we'll do one.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Hey, by the way, we're kidding. Nobody's getting money.
All right. You ready, Jimmy?
Right.
Jimmy, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Then let's play
part of the interruption.
My favorite game show.
How is it people's favorite game show?
People are already talking.
Okay.
All right. So we typed this into Google.
Okay.
It gave us the three auto-completed answers, and you have to try to get one of those three.
All right. Yes.
We typed in, what's the average size of... Then we got interrupted. So what's the average size of...
A penis.
No, I'm
That's
sorry.
That's not one of the top three?
Oh, my gosh.
The top three were, what was the average size of a bedroom? What's the average size of an American woman? And what's the average size of a pool table?
No.
Those were the top three.
Woman.
The top three answers according to Google.
That's nonsense.
I don't know.
That's the top nonsense.
I don't want to look at the answers.
Right there. I pulled it.
All right.
All right. I'm showing you.
So 0 points so far. $0.
Okay, here's your next question.
All right.
The quickest way to...
LAX. LAX.
No, I'm sorry. The quickest way to get rid of a cold? The quickest way to make money? The quickest way to get pregnant were the top three auto-completed answers
by
Google.
See, you're thinking locally. Maybe you need to think nationally.
Globally. I got
to
go globally.
Think, act locally, but think globally. Yeah. That's what we're asking you to
do. All right, so, well, 0-2, go ahead.
Oh, your charity's getting
Smell Tree's getting hurt.
They're going to owe us money.
You know what? I've done a lot of work for them. I couldn't hurt to give me a couple of bucks.
My biggest fear is... We got interrupted after that. My biggest fear is...
Going to prison.
No, I'm sorry.
That's my due.
It is, right?
It says more about you than it does about Google, I think. No, Google search said my biggest fear is being alone. Oh. My biggest fear is falling in love. My biggest fear is myself.
All three for me.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like Allie answered that question.
Right,
very
so
dark, Allie.
Okay. Oh, and three.
Oh, is that Google or Psychology Today? Like, that was, that's
it's
heavy, dark. Man.
Yeah, into Google. Heavy. Yeah. Then we typed into Google, why do men... We got interrupted. Why do men...
Jimmy Pardo's trying to get one of the
Pardo
top...
Pardo the interruption.
Top three.
Top three Google auto-completed answers to, why do men...
love sports.
No, I'm sorry. The top three answers were, why do men pull away? Why do men lie? And why do men have nipples?
Oh, that's a good one.
We're 0-4.
We're 0-4. Then we asked, why do women? Why do women, Jimmy? Top three answers.
No, it's not have nipples. We know the answer to that one. Why do women shun? Why do women shun?
Shun. Why do women shun?
Why do they shun?
That says a lot more about you than
no. Why do women wear makeup? Why do women have periods? Oh. Why do women douche? I think
what
one question answers the other.
How far down is shun?
No, I didn't see shun anywhere.
Okay. 0-5.
We asked, why do some people...
Oh, come on. These are so vague.
Right. Yeah, this one's tough.
Why
this
do some tough. People... Don't look at me
top
like I'm a
answers.
Moron, Allie.
Top three answers according to Google autocomplete.
Why confuse the Navy and the Marines.
No, that wasn't one of them.
I think that's when we're bamboozled. Why do some people hate? I'm going to go that vague.
Oh,
why do they
one.
Hate? Why
good.
Do people hate?
No. The top three are, why do some people have dimples? Oh. Why do some people think the earth is flat? Oh. And why do some people hate cilantro?
Hate. Stop that sentence.
See, oh, hate. There was hate.
It's hate.
Is in
there. Should we give him a point?
Yeah, let's just because we feel bad.
Don't you dare feel bad.
Yes
or no.
We're
going to
give you one.
You got 1 point.
Yep.
That's $1 for your charity.
That's $11.
Did Elvis Presley ever...
do heroin? We know he did a lot of pills.
That's true.
He's the king.
Top three. Did Elvis Presley ever write a song?
Oh, that's a good
one. Did Elvis Presley ever sing Hallelujah?
Yeah.
And did Elvis Presley ever win a Grammy? Were the top three.
Oh. All right. So 6 losses, $1. 1 win. So we're at $11.
How often should I...
10 of them are Jimmy's bucks.
This is the worst.
How often should I wash... was the question we asked. How often should I wash? And then we get interrupted. Can you complete that for us? Google has.
No, I'm not going to say it.
What?
I'm not going to say
it. You
Kevin, I didn't say anything.
And I don't think I can get help. I'll go vagina.
Good guess.
How often should I wash my hair was the top answer. How often should I wash my car? How often should I wash my sheets?
Can I be honest? Car was my real answer.
Was it?
Car was my real answer.
Okay, sure, now. Give you that one, then?
Now in retrospect. Said, for humor, I went.
Okay, are you being honest?
I'm 100% honest.
Then we'll give you that
car.
As a win.
Oh,
car.
God, this is the easiest game show
we'll
in the world.
No, it's not. How is this the easiest? I'm 0-90.
Because after the answer's ready, you can say, oh, yeah, I was going to say that one.
I was going to say car, but I went for humor. You're a comedy show.
All right, we're 6-2. 6-2. All right. I'm sorry. 2-6.
How dare you?
Two more.
Only two more. Here we go. God hates.
Oh, no.
We have
oh,
Google no. search. God no. hates.
No.
Jimmy Pardo.
Don't say
it. Was that high? Top three?
I don't like.
I mean, you don't want to say some of what you think.
Because I think number one would be
it's
horrible.
Not, it's not what you're thinking.
None of the top three are horrible?
Not in the top three are horrible.
Okay, good. No. I think it's like children. Vegetables.
What? God hates vegetables.
What?
No, the top three are God hates divorce was the top one. God hates sin. Sure. Makes sense.
Okay.
And lastly, my favorite, God hates us all.
All right, so we're 2-7.
2-7. Right. Here's the last
two and
one.
Seven.
And by the way, both of them, we had to make a ruling to give them
I
to
know.
Him.
Oh, God.
A judgment call.
But don't by the
those.
Way me. You're look, not by he, the way me.
Jimmy won the Electoral College. That's all that counts.
Here's the last
wait a minute.
Question.
Right, last
we asked
question.
Google search.
Why am I him?
What's the best way to cook? What's the best way to cook? Can you please complete that for us, Jim?
Potatoes.
Mm.
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
No,
oh, I'm sorry.
There's many options. Saute, fried,
I'd say...
or gratin. What's the best way?
Okay.
Pan, oven.
I'd say bacon.
Bacon. There's one way to cook bacon.
Allie, number two.
Oven.
Number two oh. is what's the best way to cook bacon?
Don't mock her. She got one. She got one right.
Shut up.
The other two were what's the best way to cook lobster and what's the best way to cook corned beef? Of all things.
Wow, why would that...
So, there you
ladies
go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
It's our new game show.
It's everyone's
Pardo
favorite.
Yeah. Interruption. I think it's sweeping the nation.
And he raised $22.
Wow.
Wow.
Congratulations, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Go sit the Pardo.
Jimmy Pardo, Jimmy Pardo, Pardo, the interruption.
Okay, now, Bean.
Go see Mr. Pardo this Sunday night back on stage at the Irvine Improv. Tickets just $15, you guys. You'll have a great time guaranteed. Improv.com. Thanks, Mr. Pardo.
Thank you so much. Oh, by the way, Jackie Cation is opening for me, and she's terrific.
Okay.
I just wanted to get that in.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
All right,
serious question now. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show 854.
It's not true. A question.
We just tried something
new.
We just tried something new.
We did.
And
it was fantastic.
I felt like it was fantastic.
It was. Mm-hmm. So Pardo the interruption was awesome.
So do we want to try something else new now in the
yes.
life?
I mean, we're on a roll.
Right, Allie?
Let's do it.
How about if we tell you it was Kevin's idea?
Oh,
well,
boy.
I mean.
All right, never mind.
Let's talk it through.
Here's what we're going to do. We are going to have a text request feature on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Okay.
So you're going to text us a request at 1-800-520-1067. This is called Keep It 100. And the 100th text, if it's in the K-Rock library, whatever song it is, we'll play it.
Okay.
So it,
oh,
okay.
So like an instant right. request, but the 100th text is
the
that instant
text
request.
They can choose whatever K-Rock okay. song they want us to play, so and we'll play
it's
it.
Like it's a random grab bag request.
Yes.
So
we have
we're just going to take 100 texts.
Yes.
And the 100th text.
Yep.
If it's a K-Rock song that's in our audio vault, we will play it no matter what.
And we were looking through the audio vault, and there's a lot of crap in there. So
yeah. K-Rock's been around for a long time.
Yeah. So if it's in our system, we will play your request.
All right.
Keep it 100.
Like it. Can right, I so say, though, because when people text, sometimes they don't leave their name. When you text,
okay.
say, I'm Julie from El Segundo.
So name and song.
Name and song.
I want to hear the Flobots, right.
1-800-520.
Flock of Seagulls,
don't
Iran.
Don't put those out there. 1-800-520-1067.
How good would some flock sound right now?
Right?
I'm just, yeah. I'm worried that there's a Limp Bizkit diehard out there who's looking at this as this opportunity
definitely.
To bring his band back.
Ian,
right?
Why did you have to say that?
All of those are in our system.
It's like saying Candyman.
All right, 1-800-520-1067.
Candyman text, is not in our system.
Text us now. We want your name, your city, and what K-Rock song you'd like to play. And somebody gets his dreams coming true right after the top of the hour. First, Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on?
Easy with the dreams coming true.
Right.
If your dream is to have a song played on K-Rock that you said.
By the Flobots?
You need bigger, better dreams if those are your dreams coming true. Speaking of dreams, did you ever dream about seeing Hollywood Babylon? Boom! Segway! How that's
Never.
Done.
Wow.
Right?
That was smooth.
Tonight's your chance. Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose. It's going to be a good time. 10 p.m. Go to improv.com to see me and Kevin Smith. We'll make you smile.
You know,
one way or the other. Either during the show or after, we'll make you smile.
Really?
Oh, stop making that motion.
You know what I'm
saying?
I don't
like what happens.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
I'm in now.
Yeah, I bet you would be.
I think I speak for the world. No.
Son of a bitch. This is sad, but kind of cool. Profiles in History has announced they are auctioning off the estates of Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds.
Mm. I bet they have a lot of showbiz memorabilia.
Amazing stuff, especially Debbie Reynolds. She had a damn museum.
Oh, wow.
With many original classic costumes and prop pieces from legendary Hollywood films. Carrie Fisher, of course, had a ton of Star Wars memorabilia that was personally owned by her. So, over 1,500 items going up for grabs, including Carrie Fisher's own personal C-3PO that she had in her home with electronic lighting. So if you could own Princess Leia's droid.
Okay. Get to when and how? What do I do?
Profiles in History. Go to profilesinhistory.com and they'll give you all the details. I don't know exactly when the auction starts, but they've just listed their catalog of items. Debbie Reynolds' ruby slippers from Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
wow. Debbie Reynolds was in The Wizard of Oz?
No, she was not. But she had a collection
of
costumes and prop pieces from many historic motion pictures because she had a museum.
Yes.
And so she owned many things. Don't say yes like you listened to me the first time around, sir. I will not have it.
I was with Bean on that one. I didn't get that either.
Debbie Reynolds had a museum.
Right.
Which she collected many costumes and set pieces.
From stuff even that she wasn't in.
Many historic and classic motion pictures.
Got it.
And remember in the documentary, she tried for years to open up one in Hollywood, which makes no sense that there isn't one.
Especially with everything that she had. She had to sell off a lot of her stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. She owns the camera that was used to shoot The Godfather, for example.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, right? Of course, from Debbie Reynolds' own collection, she's got her costumes from Singing in the Rain. They're going to be going up. Carrie Fisher's life-sized bronze limited edition Yoda statue.
This is why you fail.
Oh, my gosh.
Princess Leia's Yoda, if you wanted to own that. Anyway, cool stuff. You can check it out for yourself at profilesinhistory.com. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Dana Carvey, 62 years old today. Andy Cohen from What Are You Doing Up in My House Today Live.
Watch What Happens Live, I think.
Can't. Wentworth Miller's 45. Zachary Quinto turns 40. Justin Long and Dominic Cooper, they're both 39 years old today. And Morena Baccarin, not only lovely and talented star of Gotham, but apparently she's got a pretty nifty relationship with that Ben McKenzie, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? How about him?
Right.
They're the power couple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Okay, first of all, stop texting us. Stop texting. Good. We are at 1,100 plus texts right now, Kevin, for requests.
And this is called Keep It 100.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We should have made it Keep It 1,000, I guess. Explain for folks who are just turning on the Kevin Beach Show this morning what the idea is.
It's an instant request that you text us at 1-800-520-1067. The 100th person that texts us, if the song is in the K-Rock library, we will play it.
All right, so if it's a K-Rock song, in other words, we don't want to hear from Justin Bieber singing Baby. That's not what this is about. This is about a K-Rock song that you love and you never hear and you want us to play it. What are some of the ones that didn't make it that
I'm
seeing some of the requests?
A ton of Depeche Mode, which I respect.
Enjoy the silence.
I've seen quite a few Boogie in the Butts, which I adore.
Unsung by Helmet was one of those close.
Ooh.
Careless Whisper by George Michael. Do we have that?
I hope not.
How dare you? Why don't you just spit on the dead, Kevin? Adamant. We got some Adamant requests.
Tony Basil Mickey.
Okay. All right. So as I mentioned, we've gotten over 1,100 texts right now, so you can stop texting right now. But we promised this time around we would do it for the 100th caller. That's why the game is called Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
All right, so we have that person who texted us, the 100th texter through. We have that phone number, so let's dial it up and see who he or she is and what they're all about.
Do we have to find out what they're all about?
I would like a little backstory on what they're up to today, yeah.
You're not looking for a deep dive on a texter.
No, I feel like this feature is about the song.
Right.
Oh, I see.
More than the texter.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, is this Timothy from Las Vegas?
Yes, it is.
It's Kevin and Bean. You're on the radio. How are you, sir?
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
We are good.
We're great. Awesome. How did you come to be streaming us, I assume, in Las Vegas this morning?
Oh, I grew up, born and raised in Southern California, and moved out to Vegas in my adult life. So I got to bring you guys along with me.
Oh, you're the best.
Thank you for that. Many years.
How do you like living in Las Vegas? Because Kevin always says that he dies after about like 2 or 3 days there, like it would kill him.
Yeah, it would kill me in 4 days.
How have you been able to pace yourself so that you can actually live out there and not be a mess?
It's a different life. The party and the living are unfortunately a little separate.
Yeah, that's where I would have a problem.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, this is the very first time we've done Keep It 100, but we offered to play any song, any K-Rock song that you wanted to hear. So right now, you're the music director of the world-famous K-Rock. You get to pick whatever song you want.
Let's go with Eminem's What's My Name.
We have – how long has it been since we've played Eminem?
Way too long.
Exactly.
My name is I mean, it was unedited.
What do you mean?
It was unedited. Okay. He used some words that he wasn't allowed to use.
Well, that's what happens when you dig back into the K-Rock library. Who knows how long that song's been played.
Remember the good old days when you could say that word?
Maybe the rules have changed, you guys.
Yeah, they have, it turns out.
I hesitate to ever say this about any feature on the Kevin and Bean show, but I think that was a success, you guys.
Right?
I feel like it was a success.
Should we do it every Friday? At this time, like Friday at 9?
I mean, we'll forget. We probably will never do it again. But I want to thank Timothy for listening to the show out there in Las Vegas and for texting in and asking for that because that sounded really good and that was super fun.
Keep it 100.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, LANOC's Alternative Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:38.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Ralph. I have to ask because you weren't in here when it happened, but you saw Kevin use the word myriad, right?
Oh, trust me.
It was a stunner.
It was like a punch to the solar plexus.
My whole world
turned
upside down.
Come on, you guys.
Down.
I was winded. I had to sit down.
You guys, I have the best words.
My head between my legs. You do, Kafefi.
It was so shocking to
All
me.
All right. We get it. It's shocking.
Just saying.
Yeah, we get it.
Kafefi.
Kafefi, indeed. It's time for our final look at the Showbiz Beat for a Friday. Here's our friend Ralph Garner.
Tonight. It is Friday. Tonight at 10 p.m. on Friday. At the Improv, Kevin Smith and I are taking the stage. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff.
No.
That's pop culture-y, including it's the first time Kevin and I will have a chance to talk since we've both seen separately the Wonder Woman film. So there'll be much love on the stage for that.
So happy to hear so many good things about that movie.
It's really terrific.
Can't wait.
By the way, I'm getting a lot of people texting and writing and tweeting me regarding Wonder Woman, because I did give a sort of a glowing review on the showbiz, and the movie beat rather, today, about their kids. A lot of them, like myself, have young daughters at home, and they want to expose them to a strong female role model. And this is really the first female superhero movie we've had for girls to go and appreciate. And they're asking me if I think it's appropriate for their kids. And look, only you know your kid and what your kid can handle. But I will tell you, the movie is rated PG-13. And this is not Star Wars violence. This isn't spaceships and lasers and stuff. This movie takes place in World War I, which, by all accounts, was the most brutal and vicious war this country has ever fought.
It can't be that graphic if it's PG-13, though, right?
Oh,
okay.
No, with violence, you can get away with a lot, Kevin.
Okay.
And this is filled with a lot of shooting, a lot of death. You get World War I vets with missing limbs. And there's very realistically depicted scenes of war, horror, and atrocity in this film, which makes it, and grounds the film, it makes it an excellent film, but it may not be right for your kids. Only you know your kids. My 7-year-old, no way am I taking my kid to see this. But regarding your kid, Use your best judgment. Just know going in that this is not a fantasy film. This movie takes place in the brutal reality of World War I. There's a lot of fantastic elements to it, naturally, but it's there. And so know that going in, and then know your kid and what your kid can handle.
I would say parental guidance for kids 13 and under. That's what I would say. That's how you make that decision. Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you, audience.
You know what you can also do, since it seems like everybody is loving this movie? Go see it without your kid.
First.
Make that determination. Then, if your five-year-old loves war, bring that five-year-old.
What five-year-old doesn't, really?
I've said it for years. Yeah.
Peanut butter and war. Two things kids love.
Love it.
I mean, again, I don't want to make judgments for other people's kids, but you should just be forewarned that there's stuff in there that my kid... Look, I have a little girl, and she's a little child, and I'm trying to maintain that status for as long as humanly possible.
Sure.
So she, for me, I put her in emotional and cultural bubble wrap. I try to keep her away from things that are too sexual or too violent or too intense.
You keep her away from this show, I hope.
Oh, in a big bad way.
She'll never hear this show. She'll never be old enough for this show.
I mean, I really am trying to preserve her childhood as much as humanly possible. And in this day and age, it is very difficult. But, so I'm not suggesting that you do the same. I'm just telling you. That stuff is there. And for the grown-ups, though, it's a great movie. So we got that going for you. All right. On to other things, like how awful is Taylor Swift, right? How awful
right?
is she?
We can all agree on that.
She's the best.
And I felt bad for this guy, DJ David Mueller, who had
he's an animal.
Had his career, and his life ruined.
Put him in jail.
Ruined by Taylor Swift.
How did this happen?
Murder button.
This is the guy who Taylor Swift alleges groped her rear end during a meet and greet when they were taking a picture
yes.
together at the Pepsi Center in Denver in 2013.
Wow.
This alleged incident where she brought charges against him ruined his life.
He lost his job.
And so he filed a counterclaim against her, a slander claim against Taylor Swift, which a judge yesterday threw out of court.
Oh.
Not because lack of grounds, but because the statute of limitations had ran out on being able to file that charge.
How did he not know that?
So the guy has no recourse now as this succubus runs rampage over his life and ruins his career and life.
Well, not to stick up for Taylor, but we don't know what happened.
We don't know what happened.
At all.
It's a legend.
Generally believe the woman in a situation like this? Like, why would she make up that somebody grabbed her ass in a photo shoot?
Why? Right. Why,
indeed?
It
seems like there's nothing but bad precedent for her to make that up.
Follow the money.
Yeah.
What is that? How does
he has
that,
all the money. You know. He has none of the money.
How does that help?
That's what Nikki said in the jail cell.
What's happening?
Right?
Not positive.
No one's watching Fargo? You bitches aren't watching Fargo?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought you went bye-bye. It was weird.
I did feel it.
Nikki's being held for Ray's murder,
right.
which she didn't do.
Mm-mm,
and so when Connie Kuhn comes in, Carrie Kuhn comes in to ask her, what's
Sounds
up?
Racist.
That's a woman's, the actress's name.
Okay.
Carrie Kuhn, who plays the head of the Eden
Valley
Police Department.
Yeah.
She, are you just mocking, just aping what I'm saying, Bean? Trying to follow along? Valley Police Department.
No, it sounded like there was a brief hesitation after Eden, as if you were trying to remember if it was Eden Prairie or Eden Valley. I was just trying to help. But
I don't know who any of those people are.
Kevin, are you not watching?
I'm a couple of episodes behind. Come on.
Jesus.
It's been great.
It's so good. It's my favorite of all the seasons of Fargo, by the way.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
That's high praise.
And there were some tie-ins in this week's episode to previous seasons, by the way, which was kind of cool. They overlapped.
Help me with that, Ralph. Let's go off book here for a second, because I read that there was a tie-in to a previous season, but it escaped me. I missed it.
First of all, DJ Qualls shows up.
I saw that.
To inject her with the death juice.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she's in the bus being transferred to prison.
I knew there was something about the guy she was sitting next to, but who is he?
He's the deaf hitman from season one.
Come on,
the deaf
Bean.
Hitman from season one.
Yeah, the hitman that couldn't hear.
Right.
Allie, don't try to co-op what we're saying by repeating things in different order.
Okay. I knew I was missing something. I just didn't know what it was. Okay, great.
I mean, technically it's a lot. But in this case, it's just that one thing.
But what we're saying is that Taylor Swift should get the Fargo air conditioner is what we're saying. Yes, that's the bottom line, is that should happen. She should be walking under an air conditioner as it's being pushed from a third-story window.
Murder.
Hey, Ralph, speaking of beloved Taylor Swift.
Now what happened?
Ask me where I'm going this weekend.
Don't ask him where he's going,
Ralph. Ask me where I'm going.
Don't ask him. It's Friday.
Look,
let's start the music.
Here's the thing. It is Friday.
Okay.
And
it's National Donut Day.
Right?
Right. Did I tell you it's National Donut Day?
Ask me where I'm getting in my car and driving to.
I feel like we've had a pretty good show today, and everything's gone pretty smoothly, and we've all been happy. And we're all good.
And by the way, it's
time for the weekend.
It's not the tape your painting party. That was last Friday, and
last
I feel like he was bummed we didn't ask about it.
I'm going to the Taylor Swift Museum.
I didn't ask.
No one asked. Zero people asked.
The Taylor Swift Museum is on exhibit in Cleveland, Mississippi right now. This is the traveling museum that's already done L.A. It's already done New York. Right now it's in Mississippi, and it's a mere 304 miles from my house.
Round trip,
so,
right?
No, that's each way. So okay. I'm driving that this weekend to go visit the museum.
Stop using words and listen to me.
So I guess what I'm saying is we're all in agreement is that Taylor is the best.
Wow.
No mas.
Wow, 300 miles each way.
Each way.
Yeah.
What?
Worth it.
To see a panel van with some Taylor Swift memorabilia in it?
Right.
No, this is a legit thing with costumes and awards and handwritten lyrics and things like that.
I feel like he ends it. Mr.
Shut
T
the hell up.
Right. When Mr. T says it,
you're
it's
done.
Over. Right?
You're done.
Well, I'll get you a postcard or a t-shirt.
That sounds really dull.
Or something, Ralph. I'll get you a souvenir. Don't worry about it.
Shut your mouth.
National Donut Day. A little less questions and a little more shut the hell up.
Today's a National Donut Day, so I wanted to give you a heads up what you can do to celebrate. You can go to Astro Donuts downtown, which is awesome. They have a limited edition cherry pie donut that they're selling today, and all the proceeds go to our friends at Fisher House Foundation, which does great stuff for vets' families. So we wanted to give them a shout-out. And Kettle Glazed in Hollywood, if you're in the Hollywood area, they will give you a free donut just for walking in.
Oh,
so
donuts are so good.
Happy Donut Day, everybody. You know what I like to do with the donut?
Why?
Eat it. I like to eat it. That's what everybody likes
what
to
did,
do.
Ralph. You actually like, put it
isn't
on
there.
Your...
You guys are weird.
Stop doing that.
Attitude.
I'm no longer the worst person in this broadcast.
Correct.
Or an eclair. Yeah.
Oh.
Right? Cream-filled eclair? Who's with me?
I'd like to go home, is what I know.
They're rethinking that cherry donut.
Today's celebrity birthday is Dana Carvey, 62 years old today. Andy Cohen is 49. Wentworth Miller turns 45. Zachary Quinto is 40. Justin Long, really one of the best dudes I know. He is such a good guy. 39 years old. Happy birthday, Justin. Dominic Cooper, 39 as well. And Marina Baccarin turns 38.
I don't know what happened to the bell, but... Needs to be clean.
Black Lodge, I'm telling you. But they wasn't
as... Oh, why?
I will see you in 25 years. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this week.
Thank you. We're out to SoCal Helpful. Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home at 5 p.m. here on the world-famous K-Rock. By the way, tickets for next year's Coachella go on sale today at 11 at Coachella.com.
That's too far in the future.
Don't bogart that joint. My friend, pass it over to me.
Let's all have sex.
Oh, God.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm so confused.
Roll another one.
What is that, a riddle?
Just like the other one.
Did you see any pennies?
This one seems to be about.
Seriously.
And I need another hit.
What's the, why, who, how, what?
I'm going to quote a great man here and say, Daddy Likey.
Roll.
Is that it, I would ask? Yes, that sums it up.
Hello, Ashton Spoofer. I'll see you again in 25 years.
Listen, my booty call's about to be here any second, and he's my favorite match on Tinder, so I can't have you f***ing this up.
Okay, thank you for being so patient.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Are we leaving?
Yes, you are. Come on.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
I'll be back for another edition of Rodney on the Rock. Anyway, I'll be back again, say it again, right after this.